systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Kaboom! Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Wednesday, June 10th, 2009. My name is Matt.
And I'm Danny.
What are you doing? Don't text.
I'm not... What? I'm
Were
not
you texting?
Anymore. No, I was reading a text message from my brother. He said there's going to be a parade with cool stuff and posters. Do you want to come with me? And I'm like, ding, the gay pride
you
parade.
You mean the gay pride parade? And when you say cool stuff, you mean lots of gay dudes?
So, yeah, I'm thinking... No, I don't think I want to go.
Are they going to, like, throw out candy to all the kids?
Or condoms.
Or, like, drive their vans down the road and be like, want some candy?
Or rainbow flavored something.
That's so great. I'm glad, though, like, seriously, all jokes about homos and queers and Josh from Big Mouth Podcast, all of those things aside, I'm glad that the city or those people that were opposing it, that were like, oh, we're gonna file a petition because we don't like queers around here and all that shit, like, I'm glad they didn't do that, or
yeah,
they didn't get enough signatures, because I mean, gays are gays or whatever, but
they're gonna be gay whether you like it or not. Just let them do what they're gonna do.
It almost shows like a little bit of not acceptance, but like that
civilization,
our little tiny shithole town has evolved just
a little tiny bit.
I still see like Jesus signs and the Ten Commandments fucking everywhere.
Well, that's not gonna change.
But at least they're evolving a little bit,
a smidge.
So
they're gay tolerant.
My name's Matt. This is Danny. There's no Braden tonight.
I was totally waiting for it. I'm Braden.
And I'm Braden. No, I don't know. I think, do we do the same thing, like, all the time?
We have the same body.
Could I have just taken, like, an episode from 3 weeks ago and renamed it and found a different title and a different quote and no one would notice?
They would notice, because you would say the date in the beginning.
You know what I think did it?
What?
We were driving home the other night after, what was it, Monday's episode?
Uh-huh.
And, you know, we always usually take the same route. We get into town, and then we take the one-way by Rosars, and then we go, like, all the way down to the fucking main road, and then we get on Whitefish Stage, and then... So, when we got, like, every single time we take that path, and when we got to the one-way, I'm like, cool, this road again. He's like, I know, huh? I'm like... And so that's what he said. I'm like, we do this same thing every fucking episode.
Every other day, pretty much.
I didn't mean the same, like, as far as the show. I meant, like, after the show,
Taking him home, what we do,
and then I take him home, and then I drive back. Like, same thing.
The show's different because you either have me on or you don't, or you have a guest on or you don't.
Well, kind of. But, I mean, it's the same structure. But
well, yeah, you need the same body type. You can't have, like, it's like, it's like a dude going after skinny chicks his whole life and then going for a fat chick. It doesn't work. He's going to still want the skinny chicks.
Routine is good. Most people like routine. Like, the show as far as structure is kind of...
They know what to expect, is
right, and it is all over the place in a sense, but it's got, like, somewhat of a structure.
Like, they know what, except for last episode, which kind of sucked. Everyone was probably disappointed from the F My Life wasn't there.
Oh, I don't think.
Well, that's
gives
a little
a
part of your body that went missing, like,
yeah,
your
but
belly
it
button's gone.
It's just something we've...
Wouldn't you miss your belly button? That was their belly button. It's gone.
I don't know. It wasn't always there, though.
Yeah, but it's been a part of the show for
how long
now?
Well, yeah, it's just
now?
Something fun to read and act out.
But
what
we do when we come in is we come in and talk about us or whatever happened to us. Then we go into Fuck My Life, and then we did confessions when we did do them. And then we did stories, and then we'll do voicemails.
Thank you. Wait, what do we do next?
All that.
So, wait, what are we doing right now?
Talking about us.
Oh, okay, right.
And not smoking pot.
Oh, okay, right.
Okay, Right.
Not smoking pot.
You're not smoking pot.
You know what? I listened back to Monday's episode.
Yeah.
And I actually LOL'd, I guess, is the terminology. I, like, literally, though, I was driving around and listening to it, and there were a lot of parts that I just...
Listening
I wasn't
to yourself.
Laughing because I was laughing. I mean, a couple of them were because we would just start laughing all of a sudden, and then that would make me laugh. But yeah, like out of any other show, I think that episode I've laughed more at myself at than in any
Monday?
Other one so far. Yeah,
I think I might have to listen
it
back.
It was fantastic.
Now.
It was very fun.
I like it when I can make myself laugh, or I hear you, or something that we've already done and I've already heard and did, and then I laugh at it again twice as hard.
Yeah,
I'm like, ah, oh, yes.
So, I'm kind of bummed he's not here because...
I'm a little sad.
I have something to play for y'all.
Y'all?
And it's good because I'm actually not crazy. I'm not tripping out. Was not my
Who
fault.
Who is?
You is
Me?
And Brayden is.
What?
I got a couple emails about this.
About what?
You'll see. Don't
you
worry about
it.
Just
tell me now.
I'll tell you as soon as I fucking pull up. The email here.
Is this what you were laughing about earlier? And you're like, it's nothing. It's nothing. It's
mm-hmm.
nothing.
This
and
this
it sounded
one,
like Josh.
If you guys want to email us, info@thejamhole.com, I'm sure you know. This one is from MDS. Matt, you were 100% right. Those two did the rape story word for word last week.
Oh.
That. Well, guys, am I tripping out? No, we've never done this story ever. Okay.
Well, I just thought that because we've done so many stories that are kind of like that.
Including CB saying she wakes up when you roll over and put your dick on her. Tell the youngsters to lay off the salvia. They obviously can't handle it. Holla.
I don't remember saying that before. Huh.
Hmm. Well... Seeing how you don't remember, our friend Josh,
come on.
From Big Mouse Podcast.
Josh, you're an asshole.
I'm not going to play the whole thing because it's 10 minutes long. I'll put it at the end of the show. But I just a little comparison for you here. Maybe I
Did
am
Did he
going...
take both episodes and splice them together?
This clip is brought to you by the Big Mouse Podcast. Go to www.bigmousepodcast.com to find out more.
Fuck you, Josh.
I know, Matt. You hate it when I do this, but it's okay. Roll the clips.
You. Right, so this one is called, speaking of internet shows, Woman Raped Alive on Internet, Suspect
Wait,
in
isn't
custody.
That a movie?
Raped Alive on Internet.
What was that movie?
I watched it because you told me to watch it.
About that
they,
dude that
we talked about it on the show.
People on the internet.
Yeah, we talked about it on
Fuck!
The show, too. What's it called?
I don't know.
Oh, it's good.
Oh,
so,
fuck, no.
We talk about that. About the movie that, and I still don't know, it's where they set up the website and people.
Everyone go, who goes in, the chick gets a little lower. Or
yeah,
something
yeah, yeah,
yeah.
The more
yeah.
traffic. Yeah,
yeah.
I still don't fucking know.
I don't
Was
know.
Was it murder.com? Was that the
Something.com.
I don't
no,
fucking
I
remember.
I think so.
Okay. For a document on February 26th.
She's her face.
That was
her
right?
face. My face.
February 26th, 09, at about 5 a.m., 20-year-old Jonathan Hoch.
Hoch.
Hoch. Set up the webcam built into his laptop and broadcast live as he sexually assaulted a woman.
See, because you read it, Brayden didn't remember
less
it.
Less than a month as she lay in bed unconscious.
Brayden doesn't pay attention to you.
Well, he should pay attention to the stories at least.
I don't think he was.
It can't
this
be
time.
Getting that routine.
Well, like
if
I told
you
last Monday, don't smoke before the show.
No, that has nothing to do with that. And the only reason I fucking said that, and that was pissing me off when I listened back to the episode, you kept saying, like, that's why we don't. And I'm like, that's not fucking why. I don't smoke before the show because at the beginning of it, I have things that need to be in a certain order in my head. If I smoke, the weed goes in there, allegedly, and kicks
and
that
it.
Order, like, all around. It, like, it takes the Etch-A-Sketch and it shakes the shit out of it. So I can't fucking do shit. But once the show gets going and I don't have to, like, make up bullshit to say because we are doing things, then... I can smoke.
Well, I'm
and
sorry, I didn't
cool.
remember. I wonder if that was a show that. Oh wait, that was a show I was on, wasn't it? Right?
Probably.
Oh,
let's
okay.
Let's listen a little bit more here.
Please,
when you're raping,
just don't cut it.
It's a lot of movement and shit, man.
Yeah,
that it'd be all.
You
pixely.
Want that rape in high quality?
I know. At least I want to be able.
I mean,
to
if you're gonna
HD
do it,
D on YouTube,
go all the way.
Yeah, go
yes,
all the way.
Yes, John.
I don't know how much moving there's going to be in raping.
Oh, and actually, John was there.
That's weird.
It is, though, kind of odd, because usually, like, people on the internet are the quickest motherfuckers to point out some shit if it's wrong. They're like, no, Rob, dude! You already fucking read that! New content! Like, they're the first ones to do that, but maybe no one... I mean, MDS was the first one to email about it, and then Josh emailed about it, and so, I don't know.
Oh, well.
I'm really happy you guys did that.
Their
that's,
face?
That's right. Jonathan.
The camera's probably not even on their face.
If I saw his penis.
I don't know if it's still there. Phoenix police arrested a man in Phoenix on Monday on suspicion of raping an unconscious woman live on.
And that is it for that story?
Don't worry, folks. If you didn't hear that story, tune into episode 202 and you'll hear it again.
Dick.
Even though Brayden and Danny both say that they didn't do it already.
I hate
this
you,
one's
Josh.
Called Woman Raped Live on Internet.
Really? All right.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Can we watch?
Can you imagine?
Huh.
Is it, like, recorded? And is it, like...
Notice how I am not saying anything
no.
during that. I'm going over in my head. I'm like, man, that fucking sounded familiar. You guys are like, oh, nah, nah, nah,
sorry.
New story. Yay.
Yes. I don't know if it's still there. Phoenix police arrested a man in Phoenix on Monday on suspicion of raping an unconscious woman live on popular video casting website. Doesn't say what, of course. According to a court document on February 26, 2009, at about 5 a.m., 20-year-old Jonathan Hawk set up a webcam built into his laptop and broadcast live as he sexually assaulted a woman whom he knew for less than a month as she lay in bed unconscious. The victim had reportedly been asleep for up to 6 hours before the assault occurred. So did he, like, drug her?
Berger says,
yeah.
Or did I stumble that two times to you?
Probably. It's his fault,
fucking,
you
it's
jerk.
It's our show's writer's fault, actually.
Yeah,
his name's Berger77. He's in the chat right now if you'd like to say anything to
him. I would say
so. You would
have
so. To be drugged.
Or drunk.
Or
something.
Have, like, some sort of elaborate jigsaw trap, like in
yeah.
Saw 1 through
because even when he
20.
Rolls
over.
I can't remember
over.
Every story.
And see that?
What?
I actually was making different jokes because consciously I knew. I'm like, I know we already fucking did this. And I'm like, I gotta totally try and not say the same fucking thing I said last time because that'll, I don't know, I totally... That's why I wasn't, like, saying anything right away, because I was totally trying to think about, like, what did I say before, and now what am I going to say now, and is it the same, and, yeah, dude, that was, and I was allegedly kind of stoned, and that was tripping me the fuck out, especially, here.
Feel his penis on my back, I wake up, I'm like, oh,
right. Hold
what?
Do we have this conversation before? Or am I seriously tripping
what?
Out right now?
You just got
like
5 minutes
into
it.
I could have sworn we totally did that whole from the time you said this one is called up until I started freaking out. Are you guys fucking with me?
Not at all.
Were you guys like, dude, let's totally do this story again and we'll say the same thing?
It
should have
been like
having
yep,
like some deja vu.
Did we not ever
having deja vu.
Do
We've
this
never
story?
Done that. No. This is brand new.
Are you kidding
we've
me?
We've talked about rape.
No, we've never done this, Matt.
Uh-uh.
You're not losing
no.
your mind at all, Matt. Losing
Matt.
Your mind,
mind.
Matt.
Matt.
Losing.
Losing.
Your
mind.
Mind, Matt.
Matt.
Oh. So, yeah, if you guys want to hear it, like I said, the whole thing's 10 minutes long, but I'll throw it at the end of the show. Just because Josh took the time to go back and actually find what episode it was. And then,
what episode was that?
I think it was 200. That was when John was on.
We were all messed up and
oh,
stuff.
Oh, now that... Okay, well, you'll have to go back and listen to
we
him,
were,
like, the whole thing. Because you guys seriously said the same exact thing. And that's why I was like, what the fuck? Because I told it... Oh, man.
Well, I wonder if that was episode 200. Because if it was, we were all drinking and...
Yeah,
and so
that's a fine excuse. So
that
when
puts
you're
a blur
like,
in my
just
head.
Keep that in mind. When you're like, Matt, why did you fucking cheat on me? And I'm like, oh, dude, I was so messed up that night. I was fucking, I was.
That's different.
Oh, that's different. That's
words
fucking
to intercourse. Okay.
Fucking up my fucking pride and joy, my baby, little baby jam hole, I call her.
Sorry.
Is more important than fucking putting dick in some hole. Guys, am I right or am I right? Come on.
You put your dick in some hole. Unless it's the jam hole's hole.
Your hole.
Or my hole.
So let's talk about after Monday's show. What did you do after Monday's show?
I don't remember.
Oh, of course not. Convenient.
I really don't remember that much.
We're sitting there, and the whole time, like, after the show, she's like, God, I wish I had some fucking cereal.
And what did I do today?
You were talking about all this food, and you were just like, oh. And then you open up the fucking fridge or the cabinet, and there was this cup of fucking sauce shit. What was it?
Praline.
Just pure praline.
I still have it in the fridge.
That is so. And so she grabs it, and she's like, praline. And she just, like, sticks her finger in it and starts eating it like it's fucking, like it's food of some sort and not just a topping. It was so disgusting.
Well, I ate the stuff it goes on already.
Me and Brayden, like, looked at each other and was like, is she seriously doing that? That is so gross. And then, so you finish that, and then you go, and there's some cream cheese left from when I bought those croissants, from when fucking Wendy's of Kalispell, you fuckers, when they fucked up my shit, so I had to eat that. With your finger just eating cream cheese. That is so disgusting. Just eating it with nothing. Like, you have to have something to put that on.
Well, I put it on the ham that you have in there before, gross, and I hate ham.
You made, like, a ham cream cheese sandwich. That's so gross.
I rolled the ham up and dipped it in the cream cheese. I was starving.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, well, I like cream cheese. And there, I like it with crackers and stuff.
That's like,
but there was no crackers, so I just ate the cream cheese. I wanted food, and because you don't like food in the house, there's no food. So I got paid today and bought a bunch of fucking food,
and
that was food.
You know what's gonna happen?
What? You're gonna get fat.
You're gonna get fat. Nuh-uh. You are. You have to watch me at night that I don't wake up.
Oh, I'm gonna wake you up on purpose.
You better wake me up, but don't, like, make sure I don't go in the kitchen.
No, I'm gonna send you. I'm gonna walk you in the kitchen.
Don't do that.
I purposely bought him little ice cream sandwiches that are called cookies and cream something, but they say Fat Boy on them.
They're called Fat Boys. You've never?
I've never heard of them.
Awesome Klondike bar.
I'm not a Fat Boy, so
you feel like a fat pig buying it because they're like, it says it right on the cover. It's like
Fat Boys.
Hey, fatty. You hungry?
I bought those for you.
Fatty McFat.
And what'd you do? First thing.
I fucking ate one. You're goddamn right. I'm going to eat all that shit tonight. So then it's gone.
You can't eat my cereal.
I can eat all of it.
I bought it.
I have enough.
It's mine.
Allegedly, I have enough salvia to fucking eat all of that food.
Do not.
And I will do it.
You will not.
This weekend, it'll be gone.
You'll call in sick tomorrow and shit your brains out.
I did that night. I got up and I ate, like, a whole one of those muffins that we buy. And then that morning, like, my stomach hurt so bad. At, like, 5 or 6 in the morning, I woke up. I'm like, oh, crud, I got a dump. And it was just, like, a muffin log. It was so fucking, gives me chills just thinking about that.
That's
shit.
That's
bad. So, you know how we were talking about remakes, and there's everyone's
the
making,
movies.
Right. No
this
one
is like
cares
the third
anymore.
Episode we've talked
right,
about
right.
it on. Okay.
So
check.
Got it. So did you know?
Hey, I swear we've talked about this before.
Hold on, smartass. You
have
know
we?
We watched the Friday the 13th remake.
I heard that.
Right.
Already.
We watched.
You said
that.
Already, that
was on.
Right.
Fuck you. But did you
Josh,
know?
Josh, could you compare the two episodes now, please?
Could you go ahead and send that?
Yeah,
thanks.
Please.
I'd like to play it and make
so
fun of
her. So we watched Friday the 13th remake.
Right. But did you know that's not the point? I was just giving an IE, Internet Explorer. No, I was giving an example of a remake.
Oh my God.
I'm
okay.
Just killing time. No, I...
Last House on the Left.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Right.
They are remaking. Did you know that? I didn't fucking know that.
Where
what?
Are you?
What?
Where
Did
have
you
been?
Know that?
Yeah, there's previews for it everywhere.
Where?
I go to my uncle's a lot, and he watches TV.
Okay. So there's already previews for it?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I did not know that. I haven't seen previews for it or ads on MySpace or heard a fucking ad in the middle of another podcast that I might listen to.
Nightmare on Elm Street, though.
I don't hear Nightmare on Elm Street ads. I hear debt ads.
I can't wait for that, man.
That's the bad news.
That's yeah. Freddy, right?
Right.
Yeah.
But so I was reading around online about it, and so a lot of, like, the nerdy people, like, there's nerds and then there's nerds, and the nerds are the ones that go and get the movie scripts.
Yeah,
and read
I've
the
heard about that.
Before, like, they're in there filming
they're
their own.
The, oh,
they're acting it out. Like, that kind of shit.
That
like,
is so geeky.
We're
that
kinda,
is the geeky of geekiest things to
yeah,
do before
we're
a movie
kinda
comes
nerdy
out.
We're kind of nerdy, and we'll get shit, you know, a little before it comes out, allegedly, sometimes. But not, like, I'm not reading fucking scripts. I don't even know where to fucking download a
that's
script
That's weird.
From. But, so, they're all talking about how...
I guess it's like reading a book before you watch the movie, but a book's
no,
a lot different than
totally,
a movie.
That's okay. That's like reading the screenplay that was written from the book.
Yeah, that's
before, like
weird.
That's what that's like. That's
really weird.
That's ridiculous.
I wouldn't be able to do that. Anyway.
But so all the nerds that have already read the script and acted out all of the fucking scenes and shit in their house, probably on their YouTube accounts, they're all kind of upset that Robert Englund isn't going to be in it because he's like the fucking Freddy, right?
Yeah.
He's been Freddy for every fucking movie.
Oh, I love him.
So, but instead,
he's
yeah,
too
he's
old.
He's cool and he's old and that's what some people were saying.
But
like,
he's old and crickety and
he
that's
wanted,
what makes him Freddy.
Yeah, kind of, but, and it's not like it's an action movie. You're not moving around. Like, he could probably still do it, but they said he wanted to have a chance to sit back and watch another
person
like,
play
and
Freddy.
Just see how they would do it because he's the only guy that's ever played it. So.
Yeah.
They were saying that and that...
a certain actor brings on a certain type of persona when they're doing
yeah,
it, too.
Yeah, totally. And that's what he's like, it'd be interesting for me being, you know, having been Freddy for all these episodes
yeah.
to see what someone else would do with that character. So, but the guy that's going to be playing it is the dude, I think I wrote... Oh, Jackie Earl Haley, the dude that was...
I've never heard of him.
Horshack in... Watch.
Oh, really? Because he looks—he's kind of creepy too, dude.
Right, right. He is totally.
He's redheaded,
fucking...
creepy looking, skinny, small.
Well, I think he's not redheaded. That was a wig.
Well, either way, he looks like his facial complexion and stuff still looks like Freddy. So that's pretty cool, though. I condone
yeah, but,
to that.
And they said like I don't know if it was a real script or a fake one that the nerds read, but from what they were saying, it's going to be. Like, and you know how Freddy's usually all perverted and, like,
yeah,
cracking bad jokes
that
as he's slitting
awesome.
Your... Yeah, like, they're gonna make the new Freddy all depressed and, like, coming... He's crazy because he's totally, like, mentally insane. So it's not gonna be, like, I'm just a crazy...
Yeah, he was, like, a pedophile-ish type dude, like...
Was he a pedophile? That's
no,
what they
a...
thought. He was just... He got burned for some shit.
Well,
and then he came back and he was like, I'll
it's
kill
because
y'all. Maybe
he would
was.
Take little girls from the neighborhood and like cut them up or
right.
whatever and then burn them in the cellar below.
To keep the house warm.
That and get rid of the bodies
gas
or whatever.
Is fucking
but he
expensive.
Had a thing for little girls.
Right.
He
they
didn't really like want to fuck them or anything, but he wanted to fuck everything else on two legs with tits and
they make
veg.
The best fuel. Girls do.
Right.
When you're burning.
With that pure blood
when you're trying
stuff.
To heat your house. Right.
Right.
Virgins.
Virgins.
They have to be virgins.
Sacrifice to my cellar fire thing.
Right.
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 But if they take him out of context and put him in some depressed shit rather than being the perverted Freddy I know and grew up with,
right.
I will be pissed.
And that's what a lot of them were saying. They're
because
like,
you remember in Freddy versus Jason, like my favorite part is when he's throwing Jason around. And he's like ding 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 and like
yeah,
you know?
Just and it's like, it's silly. It's
yeah.
it's kind of scary. Just if you were like a little kid.
Well,
or
as
something.
A little kid watching Nightmare,
but
on
then
Elm
when
Street,
you're old enough,
really creepy.
When you're old enough to understand it, you're
like
oh, it's
yes, it's.
He's totally being stupid and, like, killing people.
Yeah, it's like, when I was a kid, I was afraid of killer clowns from outer space. But now I watch it and I laugh
yeah,
my ass
off. Yeah, that creeped
off.
Me out when I was a kid.
Yeah. I always thought, like, the big curly Q straws could stab me and take out all my blood. I thought I was going to get wrapped
wow.
up in that cotton candy shit. And...
I was just scared of them under my bed.
No,
that's
why there was
now,
a fair two blocks
this,
down from my old house.
To
so,
this
like, when the
day,
fair came to town, it was creepy as fuck.
To this day. My bed is not
on the
floor. I bet you didn't know. I bet you didn't know that's why.
Because you're afraid of clowns under your bed?
Maybe. It's an old habit.
But anyway, this would be like if they took Beetlejuice and remade it without
and
Michael
Keaton. It was Christian Bale, because he...
Yeah, if they decided to remake Beetlejuice, they wouldn't be able to have Michael Keaton play him, because obviously
he's too old.
But whoever
he could do
decides,
the voice if they did the cartoon again, but that's it.
Yeah.
But they are remaking, they're remaking some TV shows. They're remaking The A-Team, which I guess I knew about. I just didn't give a shit because
I never watched that show. Heard of it.
But it's... Do you do this from a good place? Like, you were a fan of the TV show, so now you are a director and you want to make
it?
Or are you seriously just totally out of fucking ideas?
Probably a fan thing.
You need to keep putting out movies, so you're like, let's, you know, go with something that's already been halfway thought out. And
it's probably a fan thing, born into good money and stuff, and you got bored.
And then you have directors?
Right. It's going to be like Thundercats 10 years down the road. Someone's going to redo the whole thing.
Weren't they doing that?
I don't know. Did they?
Probably.
That would suck.
They're redoing Three Stooges, which is going to be, I never got into that when I was a kid either. And then RoboCop, which, I don't know. RoboCop was awesome as is, the very first one.
As a kid, though.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying as...
If I go back now and watch RoboCop, I'm, like, aggravated as fuck.
Really? Well, yeah. I mean, but, like, the idea of what he was talking about in the movie about how OCP was, like, the whole storyline was cool,
but everything... Those movies from back then, I go back and watch them. Like, dude, I watched Mortal Kombat with a friend of mine, like,
a couple months back,
and I sat there. It was painful.
When that came out, I was old enough to know that this is awful. The game was cool, whatever. It's just a game. Don't make movies out of video games.
But, yeah, I don't know.
We have many bad examples of that.
There's certain things I just would not like to see remade, like the Beetlejuice cartoon or the movie, Thundercats, I don't know, a couple other ones here and there. Like Ren and Stimpy, what if they redid that?
Ren and Stimpy's not that old. What if, hey, what if the dude that made Ren and Stimpy started making Ren and Stimpy?
That'd be awesome!
You lazy fuck. What is that guy fucking doing now?
Sitting on his royalties. That's what
is
he's
that
doing.
It? Fuck, dude. Make new stuff. I am very not pleased with the state of, like, I don't even have a TV, and I'm pissed about that.
TV
there's
shows.
Nothing on. What the fuck? You are smoke some
to download
weed.
Anymore.
I know. There's. I've downloaded everything on iLoveTorrents.com. I like literally have everything. I could start my own ILT. And that's it. That's why we listen to podcasts. Like
aren't
the jam
there certain hole. Shows or cartoons or movies from when you were a kid that if they remade, you would just go punch the director?
Like Mask or Centurion?
Yes!
Like, I don't know. I have all the Mask cartoons, and I watched them, and I'm not very entertained by them now.
Well, no,
I used
like
to have
the
all
movie
the,
but with I, Jim Carrey and stuff, if they tried to do
no,
that with
not
any other
that.
Actor?
Shut the fuck up. Mask the cartoon. Mask, it stood for, I don't, oh, fuck, it was like these cars and these dudes with these helmets, and they could, their cars, like, transformed into cool other cars with, like, weapons and shit, and they were always fighting against Venom, which was the fucking bad side that had transforming cars and helmets and
no
shit.
No wonder you did drugs.
It's the greatest, I don't know, I used to love it when I was a kid, but when I was a kid and watching it, I had all of the toys and shit, so I was, you know... Being a fucking stupid retard.
You remember
kid.
Dinosaurs?
Yeah, that. See, I was older when that shit was out.
I liked that when
You're
I was a kid.
Just a child. Hey, remember
Dude, I'm
Power
5
Rangers?
Years younger than you. Yeah, I hated
remember
Power Rangers.
Okay.
They sucked.
I
but
love
it was
that
so
show.
Great how the yellow one was Chinese, the black Power Ranger was black, and the pink one was
it
a girl.
Somehow all makes sense.
Yeah. They ended up changing that after a long time. They're like, wait, this is so racist. It was so great, though. I loved it.
I just want to say, also, don't.
What?
You are so retarded, I guess, for lack of a better word, on the phone. You get a phone call from a number, right? And they leave a message. So you have to be like, oh, call you back. Hi, I got a number. I got a call from this number. What did they want? Oh, it's the sheriff's office? Oh, sure. They're not there now. Well, let me give you my name. and you give her your name, uh-huh. and then you're like, let me spell that out for you. D-A-N-A. I was cracking up so hard
no,
in here.
I was spelling my last name.
Right.
And
but it was just
when
funny
I spell it out,
like,
sometimes people don't get it the first time, so I spell it out really fucking dumb and slow.
Of course.
So they can understand me.
Why would you call them in the first place and be like, if just want to let you guys know, here's my name, here's my number.
Well, because the sheriff had called me about an inmate that's in there, and I'm curious to know.
Go ahead. What?
But,
why are you calling the cops?
Because they left a message on my phone while I was in Walmart, and I went to call them back right away, and my phone died. And they were calling me about an inmate that I know in there, and I'm curious to know why.
Hmm.
So, I was just trying to call back, see what they wanted.
Who would you know that's an inmate in jail?
You want me to say his name?
I don't know. Is it just a friend of yours?
Yeah, it's a friend of mine.
And he's in jail? What's he in jail for?
For selling a bunch of pot.
Really?
Yeah.
Sucks.
He's got like 2 felonies in Florida, but they're not extraditable for, and they're just dropping them because it's too much to extradite him from here to there to have him serve his sentence there. So they're just holding him here on, I can't remember what the charge was, something about pot and drugs or whatever, and failure to appear, because that's the guy who took my car and wrecked it.
Oh, right. Burger right. says, who doesn't know someone in jail?
That's, right.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I don't think I know anybody in jail.
Well, this is the first time I've actually ever known someone that's in jail.
Although I take that back. I'm sure if they gave me, like, the jail roster, I would know a few names out
Probably.
Of there. But I'm not, like, friends with... Like, no one called me and was like, dude, bail me out. I'm
no,
in jail.
No, no one's ever called me or anything.
Who is this?
Oh, no, okay. But I let him borrow my car to go and pick me up a shirt that I needed because I was working at Anna's. I needed a red shirt
of course.
Or whatever for that place. And I was at work at Dave's. And so I said, here, take my car. Here's some cash. Go over there, get me a shirt. And then take the car back to your place, which was also my friend's place at the time.
And he wrecked the shit out of it in between
well,
there
here,
and
they,
there.
Listen to this. They nice. Went. He went back to his apartment, which was my friend's apartment or whatever. And sat there, and her boyfriend was like, hey, I want to go get a bag. And he's like, yeah, okay. So they go and get the bag in my car. And mind you, he's got felonies in Florida.
Of course.
Okay. He's coming back with the bag and the dude, and a cop goes to pull him over for speeding. So he freaks the fuck out and hightails it in the woods and stuff. And thank God I have skid plates underneath my car, or would have been way
so
more damaged.
So did he know that he had felonies?
Yeah, he
and
did.
He
that's
speeding.
Why he ran.
So that's like when you have drugs out. In the car and you have a taillight out or you're speeding.
Yeah.
Like, you
but
fucking know better than that. And if you get caught, then tough shit. You kind of deserve it.
But get this. He goes out in the woods. He wrecks the car. Something goes through the radiator and shit. Totals my front end, right?
Like just forest? Like
yeah, ouch! Forest. Seriously. Like out in the middle of nowhere.
There's
mountains back there.
There's law force around here.
There's those mountains back there. Yes. Over those mountains he
wow,
was in my
dude.
Car. Okay.
That's awful.
Which is ridiculous amount away. But anyway. He wrecks the car. He starts running. The dude in the passenger seat says he starts running and kind of says, ah, fuck this, and just gets on the ground with his hands
yeah,
up.
You
know?
Can't. When
he's
you're
like,
up.
I'm fucking done. And the dude who took my car, Zach, that's his name, he still had the weed and shit, and he ran. And he took my keys, which is the weird thing.
Zach or the cop?
Zach.
Right.
He took the keys out of my car and ran with the keys.
Well, you wouldn't want the cops stealing your car. I don't know.
Right. You know? And the whole time, I'm still at work. And
was he thinking, like, I'll lock it up, I'll run.
He
and
just
when
wasn't thinking
at
that,
at night, I'll come back and get it when they're, you know, done chasing me.
But get this. He totally got away. He was gone
really?
For, like, a couple months. And he called
wow.
me from...
With your car keys?
No, he actually went by like 2 days later and ran up and put the keys in his roommate's house, which was his apartment, my friend. And she gave me the keys back.
Oh, well, that was thoughtful of him.
Well, he felt really bad and dumb or whatever and wanted to apologize and whatnot. But so he gets away, and he's calling me from Spokane, letting me know he's there. And I'm like, okay, whatever.
So you kind of forgot to mention to me that, like, you're still dating someone, kind of. And he
No, we were never dating.
On the run, maybe.
We were never dating.
Oh, okay.
No, this was just, like, my friend, dude. It was
just straight sex.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
No.
Go ahead.
But anyway, so he's running and stuff, and then, like, he wanted to date me.
Of course he did.
But fantastic. I told him, I said, he goes, you should try and wait for me. I said, like, I'll give you till February.
I'll do that.
This was in October. I said, I'll give you till February. If you're not fucking back by February, and if you don't turn yourself in, fuck you.
Really?
Yeah. And like.
So when did we meet?
In February.
Weird.
I would never have gotten back together with him anyway. Mm-hmm. Or together with him.
Right.
Or whatever.
Of course. Back right. together. Good. Good, Danny. Good.
I would. No. Sorry. I liked him. He was cute, but I didn't want to be with him. But anyway, so he comes back in February, and he came back from Tijuana.
It's a good place.
No, he seriously, like, hitchhiked and walked. I had, like, hospitals calling me saying that he came in with, like, a frostbite on his feet and, like, a broken leg. He's got a broken pelvic bone from a car wreck before.
Danny is a, I would imagine that says dick tease. You're Cock. Kind of a dick tease.
Yeah, sometimes. I don't mind it.
Never either. Did that to me. First night. Fucking bam!
I wanted to give it up. I liked it.
It was February. What can I say?
You were hot. I hadn't got laid in a while. What do you want from me?
Fucking cool.
But anyway, he comes back with all this green, okay? And it's not even the greatest green ever, right? It's like kind of Mexican
color,
brownie
just
frowny.
Like, look at all this green I have. I also got some black, but, you know, it's not worth as much.
He came back with a bunch of weed, okay? And it's not the greatest.
Allegedly. Weed. Oh, wait, is that what he's in jail for?
Because
if you're
in jail,
if you're actually in jail, it's not allegedly anymore. I just want to clear that
Yeah,
up.
He's in jail for
okay,
that, too.
So
he had weed.
He had weed.
But wait, I can't say that shit. Because
you had weed, too, so
let's
be
honest. Because
he owed
me money.
Of course he did.
For wrecking the car, which was $3,500 worth of damage.
Yeah.
But I only paid $500 to get it back, which was lovely.
From the impound?
No, from Able Body.
Oh, so he just they just straight up left it up in the woods?
No, they towed it that day. I got a phone call from work, okay? I'm at work busting my ass online, and I was weeded, and they're like, you got a phone call. And I'm like, I can't take it right now. I'm busy. Jay, my district operator, goes, do you want me to take a message for you? I'm like, yeah, please. And then he comes back around the line and goes, hey, you want to take this phone call? I'm like, what? Why? I'm like, is it important?
No, I don't.
I'm like, is it important? What is it? I'm like, can you give me some kind of hint? He's like, you really want me to tell you? You want to be surprised? I'm like, ah, I'll leave it a surprise. Walks me into the office, shuts the door,
Here's
hands
a hint.
Me the phone.
Your car's effed.
I pick up the phone. It's Stacy, his roommate, my ex prep cook or whatever. She was a friend
of
mine.
Yeah.
And she's like, hey, first thing, don't hang up on me. Listen to me. I said, okay. She goes, Zach totaled your car. Boom! Threw the phone, fucking threw out. Wow. Like, I opened the door, went outside, freaking out, punched the smoker, hit the wall, the door, screaming and yelling and shit,
just
tearing up, just freaking the fuck out.
Ball of fire. Huh?
I was pissed. It's a new car. It's my car. Are you kidding me? You fucking wrecked it? What? Then my cell phone goes off, and she calls me again or whatever. I leave work. I go down there, meet the tow truck guy. I look at it. I freak out some more.
Long story short, it's still a huge piece of
shit. But yeah,
shit.
So he gave me a bunch of that green for
good,
the money
Danny, good.
He owed me. And I got rid of that.
Uh-huh.
And
what'd you do, like paint a fence or something?
No, I gave it to somebody that I owed money to.
We've already established it was weed. Good.
Yeah.
Great.
I don't have it anymore. What? But anyway, I don't know what they're calling me about for him. I wonder if he's trying to get out and
so
he's trying to
that
find
whole,
someone.
That whole ridiculous, retarded mess is why the sheriff's calling you.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I heard you were selling some green.
Well, I think he got arrested originally because he failed to... he ran from the cops, one. And then he failed to appear in court or whatever and all that stuff.
Okay.
So, eluding a police officer, reckless driving, all that shit, plus the felonies and yada, yada, yada. So he's in jail, and so that's the dude that writes me or whatever.
Hmm. Did we ever read one of his letters on the show?
No.
No? You wouldn't let me, huh? That's what it was.
Right.
I was gonna.
No.
And then stop that. Thank you.
Don't make me nervous.
Why are you nervous?
Because
I might have the letter right here. Oh, look at this. Totally kidding. Burger says Danny hangs out with bad people. Matt, you need to stay away.
I don't hang out with bad people. Well, I mean, I hang out with people that make the wrong choices sometimes, and that's their deal.
You're not a bad person. You just make stupid
can't
choices.
Can't hang out with him now. He's in jail.
Of course. Well, it's a good thing, huh?
Yeah. And he's a good kid and stuff. He just fucked up. So, I mean.
So, speaking of drugs, you know who else does drugs? Well, no, not me, but. Cartoon characters.
Oh, yeah?
But you know what the difference is?
What?
They don't actually get in trouble for doing drugs.
Well, because they're fictitious characters.
Right.
Right.
Right. But they do drugs.
What kind of drugs?
Well.
And on their little show or like behind the
just
curtains?
Just like the way they are. Like, you go to work. Like, if I was allegedly delivering water kind of high, like, weed would be my cartoon drug.
Okay.
So, like, that's what this is. Like,
what
they
would
go,
mine be? I'm curious.
Yours? Probably cocaine, because you're a fucking coke whore.
I am not.
So, Goofy, he was on PCP, allegedly.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Always peppering conversations with his trademark, yuck, 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 yuck.
Oh, God.
I fucking used to, like, I used to watch cartoons like that when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. And his was one of the ones that just annoyed. That drove me fucking nuts. But I was a big fan of Pluto, so I would have to fucking watch it because he's, like, his dog, right?
I liked the Goofy movie, though. That was good.
So,
I like when he goes, or whatever. I can't even do it.
I could not stand that. His moronic personality goes beyond mere stupid optimism, and it would note surprising if PCP, a drug commonly referred to as rocket fuel.
Rocket fuel?
Hey, you got any green and some rocket fuel? What color is rocket fuel?
Pink.
That would be pink.
Pink.
I need some green. And I need some pink. I need it now. I need it like fucking yesterday. I got a fishing scene to film.
I think it's pink.
Kill, 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 kill.
Do that again?
No. So the next one, obviously, is Shaggy and Scooby-Doo and their
drug.
Oh,
that's pot.
Obviously being pot. And some people were saying that they remember watching it and, you know, they would get out of the van and shit and there'd just be big clouds of smoke.
Of course.
Of course. It was fucking totally weed. Always eating shit.
That's
we have
awesome.
The Smurfs. What drug would the Smurfs be? What do they live in? What's totally molding in that box over there? That's a joke.
Inside joke.
Magic? Fucking mushrooms. Of course, they live in Amanita muscarias, obviously. Duh. They're red with the white fucking
polka
spots.
Dots.
It's fly agaric, or however you say it. That's what gets you high. It's not psilocybin. It's actually called fly, I think it's fly agaricus. Agaricus.
You are a dork.
How about the Care Bears? What drug was theirs, would you say? Care Bears, rainbows, the weird stare.
Acid?
Acid, yeah! Good job. Acid trips are known for producing vivid and outrageously colorful images, fanning the flames of fantasy-driven imagination.
Do you remember the gummy bears?
Yes.
Those guys were great. They drink that gummy juice and bounce
and fucking
all over the
bounce
place.
All over the fucking place. Of course. Bears who populate their a world of rainbows, fluffy clouds, and talking stars. Have you ever seen talking stars?
No. Burger said he got arrested for growing mushrooms.
That sucks, dude.
It does suck.
Why'd you get arrested?
There's so much lag.
Oh, no, I wasn't like asking him.
It looked like he stopped to stare at the screen.
Right, no.
So gummy bears were on acid. Or
what? The
Care Bears.
Fucking dummy. Get with the program.
Not gummies, you dummy.
How about the Roadrunner?
Speed.
Meth, actually.
Meth.
Crystal.
Crystal meth.
Actually. Crystal, you fucking bitch. It would be tempting to ascribe the Roadrunner's speed demon tendencies to traditional stimulants like cocaine or speed, but this would neglect the local drug culture of Roadrunner's Western locale. Obviously.
Right.
Yeah, come on, Tacoma.
So then what would Wile E. Coyote be on? Because he could never catch him.
Probably nothing. He was just hungry,
I would think. He was maybe on that drug called starvation.
I'd say Down syndrome or lack of food, perhaps. Oh, probably a little bit of both. Everyone knows the desert is meth country, of course. This regional favorite, also known by its less sexy name of... What is meth also known as?
Crack.
What?
What?
Crack with an N in it. Crank? No, it's crank. Have you ever heard it called that?
I don't really call it anything besides meth.
Hey, you got any fucking crank, man?
I never call it that.
Those people are so awfully horrible.
I never called that. I've never done it. So.
They all live in the Rosebriar.
Okay.
That sucks.
Ew.
What about Pepe Le Pew?
Pepe Le Pew.
Always fucking, I love you. I'm going to fucking rape you.
Ecstasy.
Yes, absolutely. The smooth talking Pepe Le Pew is best known for his lady chasing ways.
What was the girl cat's name with the paint on her back? I don't remember her
Just wash the paint off your back. Duh.
She's a cat. It takes forever to lick that shit off.
Frustrate the holy fucking shit out of me. Like,
her name was like Lily or something like that.
Yeah, something like that. I think that's
what
it was.
Like, oh, my sweet Lily. Come back to me.
dropping slick one-liners and pills in Lucy. What, Lily? Lily's drink. perhaps Pepe's turbocharged libido can be traced back to ecstasy, a fast and thrilling drug.
I love him. He was such an awesome cartoon character.
Yeah.
He was great.
You know who else likes ecstasy?
Who?
Homos.
Homos.
Skunks and homos.
Skunks and
rave
homos.
Rave homos, though. It's a specific subgenre of homos.
Homos?
Yeah. Those homos.
Like my brother would be if there were clubs here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, what kind of gel is that L.A. look? Looking good.
Looking good.
Looking fucking good. What about Droopy Dog? What would he be on? This is kind of interesting. I find this one.
The Droopy Dog?
Droopy Dog. Just kind of maybe nodding out here and there. Just like.
Some kind of downer. Like.
Which one in particular? A favorite of yours, I might add.
What?
Hey, can I get a little. Can I get a little bit of that, man? Hey.
Wait, what?
Give me half of that. Hey.
Oxycontin.
Oxycontin, of course. Droopy Dog was on Oxycontin, him and Rush Limbaugh.
Oh, my God.
And probably everyone in the chat right now. We all get into depressed moods from time to time. Of course we do. But when it lasts for months or years or our whole fucking lives... One begins to suspect other causes. The notorious pain-killing depressant Oxycontin sure seems to explain Droopy Dog's persistently pessimistic, downtrodden attitude.
But some people that do Oxycontin don't get so down in the dumps. Some of them
they
get really happy and lovey and dovey and touchy and feely. And like, oh my God, I love you. I love every part of
that
you. I love touching you.
Ecstasy.
I love your face. I love your eyeballs. Oh, God. Can I touch your hair? Just like I need a crowbar to get you.
What
out.
Did you do?
What?
If you want to talk, you want to talk about that?
What?
What did you do?
When?
Oh, I'm so high right now. I'll fucking marry you. Let's get married right now.
I
that
never
was
said let's
you.
Get married right now.
That was you.
I've told you before I'd
you
marry
you. Fucking bitch.
I've told you before I'd marry you. I didn't just say that because I was high.
Oh, fantastic. Burger says Matt likes Oxy. Matt
of course he does.
Matt used to like
Right.
What about Brian Griffin? He's always got
Brian Griffin, the dog?
Yeah, the dog.
He's an alcoholic.
Of course.
Duh. I love that guy. dog. That's a legal drug.
It didn't take much detective work to trace Brian back to his drug of choice. Booze, of course.
Of course, he's walking around with a martini and shit all the time.
Always.
Love it.
Those in doubt are encouraged to run a Google Images search, where you will find that 9 out of 10 pictures of Brian show him with a cocktail glass in his hand.
Right.
This combined with the frequent pleading of, whose leg do I have to hump to get a dry martini? Hey, whose leg do I have to hump to get a dry martini around here?
That's like my favorite line by him. I love it.
Yes. What about Speedy Gonzalez? Arriba, arriba.
Speed?
Andale, andale. Of course, Speed.
Okay.
Fantastic. You're good at this game, druggy. If you thought there wasn't room for two speedsters in one article, think again. Speedy Gonzalez joins the Roadrunner as another stimulant-hoarding speed freak. They said Speedy.
I used to hate that cartoon.
Speedy used to actually inject the speed into his little mouse veins.
Did he need... Do you need the butterfly needles?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He needed the ones you use when you poke your finger.
Yeah.
For blood. Yeah, he needed
the diabetes kind. Yeah.
Diabetes. His favorite stimulant is necessary in helping him to sprint up, down, and every which way in Looney Tunes, of course, and hit movies such as Space Jam. Hey,
oh,
remember
God.
Space Jam?
Yes. Lola Bunny. That was
awesome.
Great.
What were you going to say?
Burger says, are you guys admitting something? Did Matt relapse?
What?
No.
No. Matt would never relapse. No. What about Yogi Bear? Would he ever relapse?
Yogi Bear's on pot. He's always wanting food.
That's... yes, but no, he's on peyote, actually.
Oh, really?
Let's
go get some picnic baskets.
Hey, boo-boo. True outdoorsman character. It would only be fitting that Yogi Bear indulge in a true outdoorsman's drug. That's more like a true Indian or, like, Native American, not...
Like in that movie we watched the other day, Fanboys.
Right.
Right, with that whole
like
Indian dude out there discovering their lives and stuff with peyote. Now, I would say Yogi's more of a pot smoker.
He is so fond of telling us Yogi is more, he is smarter than the average bear.
Yeah. Hey, boo-boo.
So.
I love his, like, little voice.
And that's why he lives in a cave.
But
and
now, you can do an impression of Yogi Bear, but can you remember what... What Boo Boo sounded like?
Yeah, he sounded like just a
Brayden.
Whiny. Yeah, maybe a little bit. Maybe.
Kind of. Like, hey, Boo Boo.
Yes.
Yes. What is it, Master?
Want to go get some picnic baskets?
Yes.
Yes.
I will go steal your picnic baskets now.
Oh, my God. I don't think MDS likes your haircut, by the way.
What? Why?
I don't know.
Is it freaking you out?
Matt's haircut is censored me.
Everyone
out.
That I delivered to, all of the older, middle-aged women all say it looks good or bad. What would you say?
I think it looks hot.
It looks fucking hot as fuck. Yes, it's
can
exactly
you say, hey,
what. They're
hey,
like,
babe,
hey,
thanks for making me get my hair cut because I needed it. And
nice.
I look way sexy now.
I get it cut once a year. That's all you get.
I will pin you down to cut it in, like,
the
2 months.
Fuck you will.
I will.
Never happen.
It will.
Once a year. That's all it needs.
If you don't cut your hair, I'll shave my head.
I will fucking... You will be living at your mother's house if that happens.
All right, maybe I won't shave it, but
that's
I'll
right.
cut it really short.
No.
Yes.
No, I already told you what happens if that happens. All I can picture is Sinead O'Connor, and that's
yes.
the end of it. That is over.
Oh, God.
I am not. Burger says I look like I'm losing weight. I'm not losing weight. Trust me.
He just lost hair weight.
Hair weight. Yeah, dude, that hair weighed like 5 pounds.
He doesn't. With his hair short, you can't really tell that he's balding so much.
Well, unless you do that. Right. I always think of that, like, when I'm leaving places. If everyone's like, oh, my God, look at that. He's got a huge bald spot.
No, you can't see
it. He's only like 22. What's wrong?
No, when your hair is longer.
Cancer. And now you all feel bad for making fun of me.
Jamhole.com/donate.
Oh. I have cancer.
But cancer, no, when it's long, I have hair flattens cancer. Out right there where it's kind of not there.
I have hair cancer, okay? Do you know what that's like? It fucking sucks.
No, because I have this luscious full head of hair that won't stop growing.
That you keep under a fucking hat all the time.
I love my hat.
Today.
I got hairspray so I could do my hair now.
I see that.
You saw that.
You know, one morning.
What?
I used some of that hair gel just to see, like, what it would look like if it was, like... And then I fucking washed it all out because it was awful.
Did you use my glue?
Maybe.
You used my glue, didn't you? That shit is yellow so tube?
It's so sticky. It's disgusting. Oh, yeah.
It smells good, though, doesn't
but
it?
It's, like, sticky. Like, I wanted to taste it because it smelled good, but it's all sticky.
That's what I used to use for my mohawk.
Flammable.
Dude, no, that stuff will spike up to like a foot and a half. Yeah, I used noticed. To use it for my mohawk. It was awesome.
That's not what I was trying to do either. And it was like, duh.
Well, I got hairspray now. You can use that. It works way better.
How about I'll just not use anything? Today, I was helping
was
my
church.
Was
that it for the drugs and cartoon characters?
What?
I was really having fun with the drugs
yeah, that
and
was
cartoon
it.
Characters.
Can Aww. You think of any other cartoon characters? Hey, what about Samus Aran from the hit Nintendo game Metroid?
I didn't like Metroid.
Space wine, of course. I'm so drunk on the space wine.
Oh my god!
Hey, I was helping. What?
What about Sylvester?
Sylvester?
Cat? He was always trying to get the bird, Tweety.
He was just hungry. That's what cats do.
He was weird,
catnip.
Maniacal.
Catnip. Booyah! Next.
What about the granny?
What?
The granny.
What?
The granny took care of the bird, Tweety.
She was just old. She was on, okay, she was probably on some fucking blood pressure medication, something for seizures, probably something for nausea, probably something for pain, probably something to make her shit from the shit she's taking because she's in pain, probably,
Okay, what about the Tasmanian devil? Because he's all
fucking
freaking out.
He probably does speedballs.
Yeah?
Because he gets all freaked out and all, like, just crazy nuts.
Yeah.
Or PCP and speedballs mixed.
At the same time.
I'd say, right.
Right.
And then he stops and he's like, and then he does it again.
Yeah.
He's like, peak, fucking... Crash, fucking,
peak,
yeah. Like, if he didn't have drugs, he would just always be like, fuck this. Just all the time.
Oh, my God.
So, going to my church, helping clean up a park, I was given a sledgehammer and told to break up a concrete picnic table so we could haul it off. About halfway through, I swung the sledgehammer. No. Really hard, Peter Gabriel, right? That's right.
Right.
Completely missed the table and hit myself in the shin. It's what you get Aww. For believing in stupid, retarded, made-up shit. Fuck your life, indeed.
That sucks.
That sucks for you. Believe in something better. Today, I was having a garage sale, and my mother-in-law, bitch, came by to see what I was selling. She decided to buy these ugly green wine glasses, of course, and they were still unopened. It turns out, she gave those to my wife and I when we got married. That cheap fucking whore.
What a bitch.
That sucks, dude.
That does suck.
And you know she always comes over like every fucking year or every 6 months and it's just a big fucking pain in your ass. Because yeah. You can't do anything. You're like, okay, this is the maze. This is the fucking park. This is Glacier Park, whatever. This is Big Mountain. Can't really go there anymore because now it's a private fucking resort, but whatever, fuck us, the people that actually live here. And...
Anyway, I was going to say that she's seen... Before you said she gives them back to them as a wedding gift, and she's just shopping at their garage sale. That sounds like my mom, because she's like, what are you throwing out? You can't throw that out. We can use that. That's staying here.
Your mom's a pack rat.
Pack rat from
hell.
Pack
rat.
We have a whole building designated for her shit. So, yes.
It's called the storage shed. The shed.
Kind of. Right next to my dad's shop. So, yeah.
Today I was in the cafeteria when I noticed a New York... A New Yorker cleaning a table? Oh, a new worker.
Ooh.
Shh. As I passed her, she looked up and smiled at me. Hey. Thinking she was pulling a funny face.
Ooh.
I jokingly crossed my eyes and smiled back. She looked hurt and continued working later. She served me my lunch.
She's lazy-eyed.
She was actually cross-eyed.
Dude. Someone did that to me. I'm not even joking.
God did that to you.
Yes, he did. But no, I was at work and
I'm going to make a clip of that. That's awesome.
I turned too quick. And I looked at him and said something, and then he looked back at me and was like,
"That's so crazy."
I was like, "Hey, fuck you, dude."
I hate when you do that when we're doing it. That creeps me out. You can't do that, you fucking weirdo. Oh, I hate that so much. I'm all like, just fucking doing it, and she looks at me and she's like,
stop that. That's why I close my eyes most of the time.
That's fine. You just do that. Or whatever. Today I went to the game with my boss and some people he does business with. Chinese people, I bet. They did business with on his tab. I got so drunk that I blacked out, threw up all over the table, and passed out in the bathroom. That sucks. All on your tab. Thanks.
Aww.
I woke up alone with my body reeking of vomit.
Ew.
No phone.
No phone?
Someone stole my fucking phone. Motherfucker.
That sucks.
It was
really
your boss.
Bad.
It was your boss. It was company phone. He did get back.
He's like, you know what?
You're fucking
You're calling
fired.
All these 800 numbers. No, sorry, 900 numbers.
Yeah. You fucking
need to
firm.
Keep
the, you're
fired. Get this back.
Today I went to the game. Wait, what?
What?
Hold on. Today I heard my daughter scream at my son through the bathroom door. Are you jacking off in there or something?
Yes.
Hey.
Yes.
What, are you jacking off in there or something?
Maybe.
He screamed back at her.
Oh, God.
Shut up, you fucking cunt. My daughter is 7 and my son is 8.
Oh, my God.
Your 8-year-old called your 7-year-old a fucking cunt.
Oh, my God.
Does he own a jam hole shirt? Because
oh, my boss, his son's like 6 and his daughter's like 4 or something like that. Like really little kids. And his son turned to the younger daughter and was like, shut your face, you twat, in the car. And then the boss is standing right there, their dad, and he's like, watch your mouth! He goes, but that's what mommy said about you the other day.
Wow.
Like, and he's like, Carmella, and like, she's like, I'm sorry.
So awkward and embarrassed that you decided
like, well,
to keep
it. That's not okay.
That's actually not a word we use.
Yeah.
Ever. Today I decided that I was going to get my front license plate put back on my car after 2 years of having it off.
What?
Cool for you. I somehow never got pulled over for it, as it is illegal to drive without one in Maryland. On my way there, I got pulled over for not having a front license plate. Oh. On my way there,
that
finally
really sucks.
Gonna put it on. That is fucking
That's like
sad.
Getting pulled over on your way to get insurance or like just oh no, I was getting pulled over on the way to get mud flaps for my big truck and got pulled over for not having mud flaps on
my
big truck.
That sucks.
Well, that was like the 6th time I gotten pulled over for it. That's why I was going to get them.
Today I checked Facebook only to find out that my close cousin is now married. Facebook status update.
Married.
It's complicated.
All mine are now married and have kids.
Are they? Isn't that so
Except
awesome?
Except for one. One, which I was like the bestest friends with.
And she's infertile, and she actually wanted a kid.
Oh.
Poor bitch.
Ew. That sucks.
When I looked at the pictures, I saw that my whole family was there.
Ooh.
Including my sister, mother, and father. You know, like the whole family. I was the only one who was not invited. Fuck that bitch.
They probably knew. You don't want to come. This sucks.
Yeah?
We'll leave you out of it.
A wedding, though? Everyone has to come.
Fuck that.
It's like a stupid fucking...
Dude, my cousins all got married and shit, and I got, like, a little magnet with their picture on it from the wedding.
There are two different separate couples where I work at planning weddings and shit. It's so sucks. Awesome because, like, one of them's, like, the wedding is sooner than the other ones. Mm-hmm. So, like, she's all at work, like, looking at all that kind of shit and planning it all out while the other one's answering phones. Like, she will if the other one's on the phone, I guess. And then, but then I'll get back and they're both doing it.
Talking about marriage just, and their wedding and I'm gonna have this kind of cake and I'm gonna have these kind of lights and oh my god, that kind of table cover. Oh god, yes, these candles. Oh dude, who are you going through to get your dress?
Like, how about you give me all that money and I'll just use it on stuff.
And you could just go to the fucking courthouse, get a piece of paper.
Well, it's dumb. It's all about the ceremony.
It is kind of a good excuse to have an awesome party to make your whole family come to.
Well, yeah. But there's probably a good reason that your family doesn't want
to... Yeah, but you don't need to go all extravagant with it either. Like, if I were to get married, I would want it to be, you know, out, like, in the beach area or something. Not like we're... It needs to be held in some awesome fucking cathedral type thing. And like,
far away from everyone we'll call it a vacation.
Yeah, I can get married in like just like some normal fucking clothes and stuff and not like some weird wedding dress with a giant like 8-tier cake thing and, you know.
It's all about just bragging rights to all their other friends that have gotten married. Because they feel like out of... Like, left out. Everyone else is married. Everyone else's Facebook status update says fucking married.
No, see, I'm over that now. Okay, everyone said married about 2 years ago.
Now they're all like, fuck you, I fucking hate you.
No, now their updates are expecting.
Chulus.
Chulus. And the husbands haven't logged in like the past year.
Right.
They're
busy.
Like, I can't do anything anymore.
Trying to save money for my fucking child.
Yeah, but marriage doesn't need to be some giant played out
thing.
It
just doesn't need to be.
Well, I mean, period. It'd be kind of fun to have the party and like...
Well, you have a fucking party. Have a party.
But your family's not just going to come for a party. You got to rope them in somehow.
A really good party.
You could just say you're getting married and they get there. And I'm like, hey, dude, here's
a beer.
What?
Tell them Kiss is going to be there. They will come. Your family. Today I was alone in my... Oh, man. Today I was alone in my friend's kitchen. I had Don'tcha stuck in my head all day. Don'tcha?
Wish your girlfriend was hot.
Is that
like
what that's
me?
Oh, my God. They play. I hate it. Like, when I'm in my truck, I'm just listening to my iPod. But when I'm in the office, it's always one or two radio stations. And at any given time, it is that stupid fucking Lady Gaga song. Or it's that stupid fucking song by that fucking, what the fuck's it called?
How many fucks did you
go around or whatever? Flo Rida? That fucking fool.
How's the song go? How's the song go?
It's that right round fucking song. And I am so fucking sick of it.
Not like Spin Me Right Round.
That one, yeah. But with Flo Rida.
Wait, he redid it?
What? Like, yeah. Listen to the radio at any
Are you sure we're
hour.
Talking about the same song?
Yes.
The one that Manson redid?
No. What?
Okay, that's called Right Round. You Spin Me
yes.
Right Round.
Yes, that song.
You Spin Me Right
yes.
Round, baby.
Yes.
Round.
Oh, stop it, please.
Really?
I am so...
I like Manson's
it's like
version of it.
That song and the fucking Lady Gaga song... Like, one and two, and then it just repeats. That fucking playlist.
Face.
That two goddamn
my
song
poker
fucking
face,
playlist.
My poker face.
Oh, that's why. And I hear that every single fucking day. The longer I'm in the office, the more times I actually have to hear it. And it drives me crazy.
See, I just
and
go
then,
to work and plug my iPod in.
Fuck you. And then you are like, hey... Will you find me an album? And I'm like, maybe, what album is it? And you're like, Lady Gaga. I'm like, fucking, yeah! in the face.
Well, I've never heard, like, I've heard of her. I just never listened
to
her.
To the
and then
radio.
I heard that poker face
listen
thing.
Listen to the fucking radio.
And it sounds okay. And everybody's like, check it out. And I'm like, all right, I'll check it out. So
it, you know what it is? That song has subliminal fucking programming. And now they have enough
it's
technology
catchy.
To fuck your shit up. And it's like, this song is good. This song is good. This song is good. And you hear it and you listen to it and you're like, oh man, this song is good. No.
No.
It is not good at all. I'm so sick
it's
of
like,
it.
It's like Crazy Train me? And Twista put together or
what?
Whatever. When they did Ozzy and Twista and put them together, that one song, the Crazy Train song with the rapper dude in it.
Okay.
But I heard it the first time and I hated it, and then I heard it a couple more times, and I'm like, yeah, it's not too bad, and now I like it.
See? It gets in your fucking head.
Yeah.
So I had that Don't You song, by the way, stuck in my head all day, so I decided to let it out by doing a slutty dance, of course,
yeah.
including spinning around the support pole in the kitchen. Ooh. I'm like 300 plus.
Well,
I heard a noise outside and saw my friend's dad had been cleaning the windows with
his dick.
A boner.
Oh.
With a boner.
Every time I hear that song, though, like, I can't dance to it anymore because I think of this when I hear it.
Mm-hmm.
You ever watch Norbit?
No.
No? With
no.
the big fat chick? She's, like, washing the car.
Eddie Murphy?
And, like, yeah. Eddie
course.
Murphy dresses a big fat black chick. Like, hey. Rubbing her tits on the car and stuff, and it's going, don't you wish your girlfriend
yeah,
was...
Yeah, okay,
so
I've probably seen that part.
That's all I listen to. Like, that's all I see when I hear that. Like, she,
I
like,
see
walks
red.
Up.
I see fucking red when I hear that.
You see red.
I see just everything goes red. And then there's a little machete there, and a little fucking hockey mask, and I'm just like...
I just get disgusted because I think about when she's wearing this bathing suit and going up to the swimming hole.
You know what? I get disgusted because that song comes on and I think to myself, I'm like, huh, how many other fucking people right now just went, oh, I like this song. And I fucking just stop it. Just stop it.
Okay.
Can you do that? So no, I will not find you
yes,
that
you
out.
Will.
The fuck? Let me tell you something. You know?
What?
Sick what? Your attitude. Today, my adorable 5.5-year-old boy told me... You know what my 5-year-old told me today?
What?
He told me that when he grows up, he's gonna be my boyfriend.
What?
Like this.
Okay.
Me and my 5-year-old, we're going steady now.
But when he grows up, he's
right.
gonna be your boyfriend.
Like, wait for me, okay?
Yeah, right.
I'll give you till February, then I'm out of here. I thought it was kind of cute until I asked him why. You know what he said to me?
What?
Because you need one.
Oh. Oh my god.
I'd probably have one if I didn't have you.
You, right?
You fucking piece of shit.
It's like, well, you know how to fix that? How?
Done
and done.
And that's why you burn bodies.
Right.
Today, last one. Today, I had just a few dominoes.
Hey.
Dominoes, motherfucker, what's happening? What?
What episode is this?
203. Who gives a shit?
I just wanted to see if you had to look at your notes. You looked at him again.
Gotta, I like routine, okay?
Hey.
Now you made me lose my spot.
What episode is it?
Dominoes, motherfucker, what's happening?
What episode
Left
is it?
Left to complete the whole project that I've been doing, I've been working on for about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Few more dominoes, motherfucker. What's happening? Left. Just a few.
Just a few?
I pressed record on my video camera, flicked the first domino.
And?
And watched with pride. This is my friend Pride. Pride Jones.
Watching it together?
When it finished, I realized... Remember when I said I pressed record? I actually didn't press record.
That sucks.
So bad. I've lost, I guess when I was a kid, like when you're playing a video game and maybe it's not saving the way it should, and you've
or
spent...
Or your brother sticks gum in the thing and the whole thing breaks.
And the game, or someone steals it because you live in a shitty neighborhood.
PS2 stolen twice.
That's a long
twice.
Time. That sucks.
It does.
Wow.
It hurt.
Oh, fuck.
That
Are
sucks.
We... Is that still recording?
Yes, we're at an hour 16.
Thank you very much.
Updated. Like that. No space bars here. No space bars.
Well?
Well?
What do we do now? What is the...
Do some
look
news.
Look at what the routine book says.
Do some news.
Is it time to do some news?
Unless you got confessions.
No.
Didn't think so.
There, it's been mostly spam lately.
Yeah?
Like, there's just pages and pages of just the same, like... I don't know. It sucks.
It does suck.
All right. Well, what episode is this?
203.
That's right. You looked at my notebook.
I can't see your notebook from here.
Notebook watcher. This one is called Prank Call. And stop me if I've done this one before or any other ones. Like, holler at your boy. Be like, hey.
Prank call
where
causes.
We did this. Prank
what?
Call leads to $50,000 in damage.
That's
sucks.
Burger sent us that, I think.
Did he?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
The
in the Stumble Upon account.
Of course.
At about 6:35 a.m. Saturday, police responded to an alarm at the hotel to find 100 to 150 guests standing in the parking lot, pissed the fuck off, and numerous broken windows in the lobby area, which was flooded with water. $50,000.
Over some
just
prank
because
calls.
Because no, see, what this is the people working in, like, you and me and everyone that's working in their jobs, they're just so fucking oblivious to everything.
Uh-huh.
Like, when I was driving and I was right in back of you today.
I didn't
like
notice you till I 15, started to turn into Anna's, and 15, you were on my ass.
15,
and I'm like, what the fuck is this asshole doing?
15
like,
minutes.
I see you.
I was right behind you, just like, hello.
Were you watching me be dumb in my car? I'm like,
yes.
Really?
I totally
was. I doing dumb
just
shit?
Totally oblivious to anything that's happening around you.
Really?
Cigarette just fucking rolling.
Was I?
That's what happened. This guy, like, someone called in and was like, I'm some fucking manager somewhere, and I need you to test your fire alarm system. And fucking boom, 50 grand out the window.
That's like that story we had before where they called
in.
Did
I do this one already?
No.
Okay.
This was a fast food chain. They called in and said that there's some kind of poisonous shit, and they got to get naked and run outside.
Right.
Yeah,
yeah, I think
that
we
one.
Did. Yes, yes.
That's how dumb
I wonder if
are.
It was the same person.
Maybe. That sounds like a good idea.
It
set
says
up some
this,
cameras.
The prank caller may be responsible for similar attempts at phone it in vandalism throughout the state and the nation. That's what's so awesome about Skype. You can just call wherever the fuck and it shows up on your caller ID. It's like, oh, it's the internet calling. 00000123455.
They can't trace it back to here at all.
Well, you can look who owns the fucking account, but I don't think normal
people. Yeah,
they
find you.
Well, not if it wasn't in your name, but, you know.
Is it in your name?
If it was a police matter and they were like, hey, Skype, we have a problem with this, then perhaps
is
I
Is that in
see
your name?
What?
The Skype.
Probably not. Neither is the domain name.
You don't even know?
What?
You don't even know?
No, I don't. Excuse me, I don't believe it is. What?
You don't own anything, do you?
I don't own a goddamn thing. All
is
this shit.
Is this place in all, your name?
This isn't even here right now.
Hey,
we're
wait,
not even
who,
here right
whose
now.
Whose name are the utilities in?
Not mine.
What about the insurance on your car if you have any?
Also,
what is in your name?
I have an email address.
Is your phone in your name?
No.
Oh my god.
Everything about,
is in my name. That is
well,
so weird.
And how much debt are you in? Huh?
That was because the
Think
hospital.
About it.
The hospital has to have my name.
Of course.
I was thinking about cutting my hand off at work today.
What?
I've had a dream for the past 3 nights in a row about cutting my hand or
that's
wrist or pinky.
That's not good.
At work.
That's not good.
And I told my boss about it today, and he's like, that's really creepy. Please don't cut your hand off.
What does this mean? Well...
I'm really thinking about it, though, because in my dream, I went to the hospital, and I got to yell at the people and say, I can get all the drugs I want, and you can't rack it on my bill because it's workman comp.
I got fucking bank.
Now, someone piggyback back on and give me all the drugs
I'm
going to
fucking do it.
That was thinking
I'm
going to
go
it.
For it.
I was really thinking about it today, this morning, before I put my glove on. I'm like...
Huh.
I don't need this pinky that much, do I?
I don't think you'd get it much for a pinky. It'd have to be, I'd say, probably the whole hand. Because their insurance company would be like, it's a fucking pinky. Who gives a shit?
I don't care if I'm in the hospital screaming and flailing
like
a bitch.
Millions of people are born without fucking
pinkies. I'm
going
to flail until they give me something to make me not flail.
Give me a kick on the fucking ass.
Well, if I cut it off.
Spoken like
O-F-F
a true
off.
Drug addict.
Hey,
I've known,
it's not on my bill.
I haven't known personally, maybe personally, people that have, like, pulled teeth out to go to the hospital and be like, I need painkillers, man. Not me. I got all my teeth, bitch. Hey, who in this room doesn't have all their teeth? Raise your hand.
I had to have them pulled,
thanks. I know, because they were all shitty.
Thanks.
That sucks. But I'm glad it's better now.
Yeah, that one is cool.
You almost died.
I need to, yeah.
I'm not even kidding. You almost got an infection and you almost fucking died.
My whole face swelled up.
That would suck. Because you have a lot of shit here that I'd have to fucking
I think
put
I have my dental
box.
Insurance back too, which is nice, so I can go get the rest of them
nice.
Filled.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Do that.
Yeah. I saw it on my paycheck. I'm like, deductions? What? Oh, okay. Anyways,
according to the police department incident report, an employee claims to have answered the front desk phone at about 6 in the morning. That sucks.
Ew.
Fallen asleep and shit. initiating a bizarre and convoluted conversation with a man claiming to be a representative from Simplex Grinnell. Installer of the hotel's fire sprinklers. The bogus caller told the employee that there was a problem with the sprinklers and that she needed to reset them. Hey, ask me how to reset a fire alarm system.
Hey, how do you do that?
You have to pull the fire alarm handle. Okay.
That's like that, hey, press, what is it, shift and like F whatever. It like gets rid of all your crap.
Oh, right. Hit control Q.
Is that control Q?
Well, there's a few of them.
Yeah, whatever it was. And I was like, hey, what's that? You're like, yeah, don't that, do that. It gets rid of everything you have on there.
That's an old IRC trick. It was like, if you can unscramble the word, you were totally awesome. And the word would be like / IUQT or something. Mm-hmm. And like all of a sudden you'd see them disconnect because they... unscrambled it and it was / quit. And
that,
right. People are mean on the internet.
That's awesome though. That's kind of like that story though.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. But would you know that?
Yeah, I'd be like,
if you pull
dude,
it, it's going to actually go off maybe? Or?
Pulling this is not going to reset it, man.
Probably not.
Let me forward you to our manager so I don't get busted for this.
Which the caller claimed to have deactivated for the purpose. Oh, so the caller was like, I turned it off. Because she was like, wait a minute. I almost did. Wait a minute.
You're joking.
That's good. No, idea. Oh, okay. Well, in that case... Why the fuck not?
Bling.
I guess. Might as well. When the audible alarm went off, the report reads, the caller told the employee to push the activation lever back to its original position, which he said would deactivate the alarm. It didn't.
Of course not.
Contrary to popular belief, it actually did not do that, and the employee seems to have panicked. It was likely reaction. It was the likely reaction the prank caller had been counting on, of course.
Of course.
You know, like, right when you hear, when you're on the phone with them and you hear that
all
fire
the
alarm.
All stuff going on.
You're
like, yes!
In your face, bitch!
Your air humping all over the
room. Fucking air humping the phone like, yeah,
it,
you fucking
it.
Slut. Oh. Just killing
will someone
the phone.
Please do that with my job?
Oh,
tomorrow.
That. Don't tell them that because they will do that.
The funny thing is, though, is we've had to work through our fire alarm before. and they won't shut us down, no nothing. They just... Once I had to leave the building because the alarm's so fucking loud. The sprinklers didn't go off, but the alarm's going...
So now check this out. So after that, the woman was told by the caller that the sprinkler system would soon activate throughout the hotel unless she started breaking the hotel's windows, which he said contained sensors that were connected to the alarm system. So now that this is happening, step four, you actually have to break all these windows because that's where the sensors are. You see them right there? They're in the middle.
Right. Wow.
Okay. That is so fucking great. Sure. Dude, just fucking chairs through windows and shit. I've always wanted to fucking do that.
Well, if I was on the phone, I'd be like, you know what? I've always wanted to pull the alarm.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I've always wanted to break some windows.
Fucking it. Why not? Let's
go. I will
go.
Use this for an excuse to be dumb and have some fun.
Let's ride this bitch.
I'm going to go over there and pull every one of those fucking fire alarms.
Believing the man and his claim that the entire hotel was about to flood, she started smashing windows in the lobby area. It was at this point that a guest who was walking back inside from his vehicle got caught up in the caller's scheme. Ah, a guest. The guest, a Missouri man, said he heard the alarm sounding while he was getting ready to take a shower. The alarm goes off, so I went and got all my stuff and put it in the truck and came around the front entrance, and a fire extinguisher comes crashing through one of the windows in the front of the building. I was so scared. I was like, what in the world's going on? And I looked inside, and that's where the ladies were freaking out.
Really?
The lobby just full of ladies like pulling their fucking penis. Oh god. Pulling fucking hair out and shit. The employees told him that there was a representative from the alarm company on the phone. You just got punked, SA.
Oh my god.
And the guest picked it up, said he had once been trained in emergency response as a former volunteer fireman, and asked what needed to be done to help. He's like, hey, I'm a fireman. This is a fire alarm. I can do this. I know this stuff.
Right.
The guest was told that he had to help them break out the windows, and so he did.
Really?
It was very methodical. He was telling me exactly what I needed to do and the whole nine yards. He told me to break windows, so I fucking broke windows. So sue me.
Oh my god.
I broke out the front windows out of the doors, and one of the other girls broke out the windows on the side and front glass. While the guest and another employee were breaking out windows, the caller told the employee who had first taken the call that if she wanted to keep the hotel from flooding, she'd have to break the glass vial in a sprinkler head, which is intended to break when exposed to heat, thereby triggering the sprinkler.
Right.
Of course. Okay. And that sucks, dude.
It does suck.
He just, like, one thing after another. They went to the fucking control panel and shut off the power. The girls were pretty freaked out, and there was about 3 or 4 inches of water standing, standing water in the floor. And this guy's
3 or 4 inches of standing water.
And
oh
this guy's giving me instructions over the phone, and I'm trying to figure out what in the world is this guy talking about. He was like, okay. Is water on the floor? Okay, good. That's where we need to be. Now, I want you to take a gun, and I want you to make sure it's loaded. Go
and
ahead
put
and
it
cock
in your mouth.
Safety off. No, put it in your fucking mouth and pull the fucking trigger, you retard.
Okay, like this. Yes. Just
like this? Like, really? First, I want you to shoot and kill everybody in there. And then shove it up your fucking asshole. Okay. Like, why the fuck not? That's about it for the story. They just talk about how much of a fucking retard that person is.
Oh my god.
And how you did $50,000 worth of damage. Hey, phone guy, high five. The jam hole
that deserves a ding.
The fuck yeah, that deserves
a
two.
Couple.
The jam hole salutes you, dude. Fucking right on.
We salute you. Balls to you, sir.
This one is called...
Wait, it didn't say if they caught the guy, right?
No.
Then balls to you, sir. That is an awesome prank.
prosecuting attorney Marcus Vaden said Monday that his office is looking into the local incident, which Vaden said seems to represent felony criminal mischief at the least. So, yeah, I guess
not. They haven't got him yet. That is a good prank, sir. Good prank.
And then they, like, they, of course, you know, after a few of those or that, maybe even that one, they start circulating the inner office memo. And it's like, okay, stop it! Stop breaking my fucking windows.
Stop flooding
the fucking floor. Just stop. Stop what you're doing right now. If somebody calls, listen to me. If somebody calls,
come get me.
Just come get me. You know what? Fuck it. You're all fucking fired because you're all fucking idiots. If any of you are still alive. That is so great, though.
They're talking about my boobs in the chat.
Of course they are. They're sweet fucking boobs. So, this one... Oh, which one? Which one? Freezer babies? Oh, how about a slim... This one is called Two Dead, One Missing After Slim Jim Plant Explosion.
Snap into a Slim Jim.
Snap into a Slim Jim. Two people were found dead, and a third person is still believed missing in North Carolina food plant, heavily damaged in a morning explosion. You can't contain that much flavor.
Explode.
Fuck no. Explode.
Explode.
Four people were in a critical condition after the explosion at the ConAgra Foods plant in the town of Garner. The explosion, reported about 11:30 a.m. Tuesday, caused sections of the roof to be on fire. The cops and the fire department got there, but the guy said, "Hey, we don't need no water.
Let that motherfucker burn.
We're so high and eating all these Slim Jims." Yeah.
Just firefighters get there, just pick up Slim Jims, start
running around
on them.
Naked with Slim Jims coming out of your asshole, just like, no! Like puking up Slim Jim, just totally snapping into it, man. There was no warnings, no signs. It all happened so fast.
So fast.
I mean, it is an explosion. Like, it's not like,
oh god,
it's
sorry.
Not like that, or
that was an explosion.
At least 38 people had to go to the hospitals. That sucks for all of them and their families because now they're all gonna have big time hospital bills, and that sucks.
That does suck.
You're gonna
have to
be
workman comp stuff.
Maybe it depends what happened, like how it started. I guess I don't know. Four burn victims, two males, two females were undergoing. They were, like, in the fucking warehouse, just fucking doing it, like, 8 Mile style, just fucking BAM! I'm Eminem, bitch! Fucking duh! Yeah! Fucking duh! Just humping the fuck out of your face, just like, ah! Get off my face, Eminem! Fuck you!
What?
Whoa. Police said recovery workers still were trying to get the two bodies out of the plant, which makes Slim Jim food products. The victims' names were not immediately available. Slim
and
Jim. How fucking weird would that be?
That would be really weird.
That would be fucking weird. More than 300 people were in the plant when the explosion happened. The cause of the blast?
Unknown.
Hey! What happened? Rescuers were crawling into the rubble, sometimes in pockets of space less than 30 inches tall, in attempts to access the two bodies and find the missing person, officials said at a news conference. That is fucking creepy. I don't know if I could do that. Like small.
Crawling in.
I'm not into small, tight
spaces. I'm cool
spaces.
With that stuff.
Well, that's good then, because I'm not at all.
Unless it's like a small area that hasn't been crawled through in a while that could
right.
have bugs. So I'm not cool with bugs.
No.
No.
Not spiders. Fuck no.
In small spaces, I'm not even cool with spiders. And that's just, I don't know. I don't like bugs. But if it's like a house collapsed or whatever and I have to crawl in there to get somebody, then that's okay. Because I know that that just fell there and it doesn't have a shit ton of bugs just chilling in it waiting to bite me on the way in.
Right.
Right. I totally just filled that gap for you. You saw
I know. That was way better than Braden does
right.
it.
Right.
Wow.
We should fire him. No.
You have been replaced.
I miss
no,
that
I'm
guy.
Totally kidding, dude.
I miss him.
Yeah.
They're saying in the chat that Braden couldn't handle it.
Handle what? What's that?
My boobs.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're so out today.
Braden's, yeah, he'd be like, put those away, please.
And I'd be like, and he'd be like,
just making him look at him and being like, ha ha, you have no boobs that you can touch.
Right.
I'm a fucking bitch. Look at me.
I'd be like, you know what? I'm going to be naked later, and he's going to play with these.
Speaking of, well, this one is called Man Rapes Woman to Teach Her a Security Lesson.
Ooh.
I think this
I'm
guy.
I'm not cheating on you. Look.
I think this guy listens or something, because we've always, there was a story we read a long time ago, and something.
Now, what did you learn?
Like, rape is actually just teaching them a lesson. As long as you call it that, it's like, okay, it's okay. She needs to learn, you know? I understand that fully.
This is how you do it.
Like, hey, I need to show you something right now. A disgruntled ex-lover bound his former girlfriend's arms and legs
burger.
To get, what?
It was burger.
Was it?
Probably. He Maybe. Stumbled it, probably.
Oh, right. Sent this to us, of course, probably.
No, it was him, and he probably found it and stumbled it to us.
Oh, right.
Did
like,
you just
hey,
fart?
Check this out. What?
Did you just fart?
No.
Why? I heard you fart.
No, that was
I
not.
I heard Bert, what?
What? Are you high?
No, I heard you fart.
I'm kind of high, but I did not fart, actually.
I
would
you
tell.
Did
I would
and
have
forgot
told
about
you.
It.
I would have put my butt up to the mic. I would have put my butt up to your mic so my mic didn't smell.
And then yelled at Kitty, right?
And then blamed it on the cat. Yeah.
Because that's what
wasn't
you
me. He bound her arms and legs and raped her with a large sex toy to scare her into locking her doors at night. Absolutely. Hey, lock your doors at night.
Well,
okay.
If you don't, this is what's going to happen.
Class is in session, dude. Fucking rape
Let
that ass.
Let me show you why you should lock your doors.
Why are you doing this? To teach you a lesson. Lock your fucking doors, bitch.
I hope they use something like that.
No, it was like Clockwork Orange in the big dick statue, the dick and balls. That
oh, God.
Have you remember? He just
yeah.
fucking douche over the head with the big dick and balls. That was so great. The man, who cannot be named for legal reasons, he was under 15, probably. Preteen, is also accused of pouring beer over his victim before apologizing for his conduct and then proceeding to drive her to work. Hey, let me take you to work. Here's some beer.
First let me cover you in beer so you get fired when you get
That's
there.
That's so awesome. Hey, you want a beer? Uh-uh.
Here you go.
It was bottle and all, dude. Just upside the head. Just push.
That'd be awesome.
Oh, the man today pleaded not guilty to 2 counts of rape, 2 counts of attempted rape, and 1 count of aggravated serious criminal trespass. Fucking serious.
This is why you lock your doors.
This is why.
Because people like me
and you know what?
Can get in and do this.
Thing is, she probably won't lock her door still.
Probably not.
She's like, I didn't learn nothing. Fuck you.
He's in jail now. I don't have anything to worry about.
Because he's like the only rapist in the world. Problem solved. You guys, hey, good job, guys. You just put the only rapist in the world in jail. Congratulations. Phil Crow, prosecuting, told a Supreme Court jury the man broke into the victim's northern suburbs. Stop staring at me, please. Home wearing vinyl gloves and a beanie just before 5:30 a.m. After tying her arms and feet together with tape, he allegedly used a, quote, large sex toy to rape her.
It was probably in her room.
Probably. Like, oh yeah? You like sex toys, huh, bitch? Fucking just in the anus.
Ooh.
Just giving it to her. Giving her the business end of that fucking sex toy. What?
MDS says, Braden gets so flustered when he gets near boobs, it's a riot.
Ha 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 ha.
Awkward.
I had to read that so Braden could hear it later.
What?
I had to read that. So
well,
Braden
of course.
Could hear it. Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure he emailed that to him, but you know,
he won't listen back though.
He won't unless he's in it.
I that's what he said. He's like, I'm like, did you listen back to that? No. Why would I? I'm not on it.
Go fuck yourself.
Right.
The court heard he got a beer from the fridge and poured it on her body before taking the woman to work in Hindley Street. Mr. Crow said the man apologized to the victim and said he did it because he, quote, was trying to scare the victim so she would make sure she locked up the house properly. Hey, have a good night. Fucking rape.
I wonder if he was like her friend and trying to help her, or if he's just some random dude being like, hey, if you don't lock your doors, people like me can get in here. Now watch what I'm going to do. And I'm going to be a lot nicer about it than these other guys.
I'm going to fucking rape you. That's all. All
right. With your own dildo thing you have in here.
All right. Hey, I brought my own. I brought my own either way.
Whichever one you
prefer.
You're
going to get raped.
You got lube because this is going to hurt without it.
All right. This one was sent to us by 26. This one's fantastic. This one is called Naked Vandal Trashes Seattle Church. Yeah, services were moved to the parking lot of a
rape. Can you say that again? Naked Vandal Trashes.
Naked Vandal Trashes Seattle Church.
Wait, one more time, please. Hold on. Naked Vandal Trashes Seattle Church. What are you doing? You're going to try to say it after that. Oh, say it while you're holding that in.
Hold on. Naked Vandal Trashes Seattle Church. Okay. Services were moved to the parking lot of Rainier Beach Church after a naked man smashed through a window Saturday, spattering HIV-positive blood inside and leaving a trail of destruction through the house of worship.
Awesome.
Death and destruction and HIV, baby.
That's awesome.
Fuck yeah. No, that's not awesome. Those are people,
hey,
too.
Hey, but if you were, if you had HIV, wouldn't you do something like that? You're like,
probably.
I'm already done for. You know what?
Probably.
Watch this.
Good point. Good fucking point.
You are all
point.
Coming with me. I'm spraying your ass with this crap.
Officials believe the 46-year-old suspect was high on PCP
during
his unholy, of course. PCP. That would be the drug of choice for this endeavor. All right. Acid. You need the energy. PCP. Like, acid just doesn't have that fucking, boom, you know? That fucking just, snap into a Slim Jim. Fucking that energy. That acid.
Never done either.
Oh.
Sorry.
Me neither.
Right.
The Unity Church of God in Christ, and now the church interior is considered a biohazard because of the tainted blood inside. Well, there's Jesus's blood, so just put some of that on the HIV blood, and it'll, like, totally,
you know,
it's cool. It's wine now. You can actually drink that now. It's
if
cool.
If I had HIV, I think I would, like, bottle my
blood. If I had HIV, I would have sex with you. A lot.
Do you have HIV?
Mm-hmm.
But if I had HIV and, you know, I knew I was going to die and all that stuff, I'm like, oh, crap, I'm going to die. It's going to turn into full-blown AIDS.
It's going to fucking suck. I'm going to get a cold and fucking die.
Right. I think I would bottle my blood and store it.
For vampires. I'm with you. Yeah. That sounds like a great idea.
Just so when
I know some
like,
vampires.
The week before I'm going out, I'm taking all that blood and I'm going to fucking go like
I'm going to make
some
a
houses.
Bomb. I'm going to make a atomic blood bomb.
Like, go find everyone I hate and throw those glass bottles at them.
I'll shove them up their assholes.
It's going to cut them when I hit them.
That's right.
And then my AIDS infected
I'll
blood.
Put razor blades in it, bitch.
Right.
You don't know.
And then they're going to die later and I'm going to laugh at them.
They're going to have AIDS. So suck on those nuts.
That would be pretty cool.
That would be pretty cool.
You think you get attempted murder for that?
Yeah, probably, but it wouldn't matter because you
you'd
got
be
AIDS.
Dead. Yeah, you'd be
Doesn't
dead anyway.
Matter. Hey, when you have AIDS,
you can't
nothing
take that
matters.
Back.
Yeah, nothing matters anymore.
It's like, oh, well, you tried to kill this person. I don't care. I'm going to die.
I got AIDS. Who gives a shit? The bizarre incident left church members in shock, but now they're learning it may be more than just a coincidence. It's an act of God, of course, because as it turns out, the suspect's brother killed himself there on church property on the same Sunday, 29
years ago.
Yes.
Oh.
The same Sunday. Hey. You know what happened 29 years ago
this
Sunday? This fucking Sunday? My brother died. He killed himself right there.
At the church?
This is his PCP stash. I'm going to do the whole thing.
That's awesome.
He died of AIDS. He killed himself probably because he knew he had AIDS.
Aw. That sucks.
Neighbors say it was about 4 a.m. Saturday when the man hurled his naked body against a window and smashed through. The jagged, broken, just like fucking snap-a-doosh, right through the window, toppling over pews. God. Hey, God, watch this.
I'm about to fuck your shit
Holy
up.
Holy shit.
I'm going to crash the window, if I was knock gonna, over your if, pews, spray if, some HIV blood everywhere.
Fuck yeah, take a leak.
Be naked while I'm doing it.
If I did that, I would totally paint myself green and just fucking purple shorts, just pissed.
You're a little dude to just be the Hulk, babe.
Fuck it. When I'm on PCP, like, I'm a monster, dude. Just I would get steroids like a month prior to and just be like boom just piss the fuck off right through the window bashing heads and shit just Hulk smash the pastor Reverend James Hicks says church members
Hicks?
Started what
Hicks
Members started cleaning up the mess until they learned that the blood of Jesus Christ will clean up the mess. And then we don't have to do anything. No, that's not what happened. Until they learned that the man is HIV positive and has hepatitis C.
Yay! The contagious kind. Yay!
Give me a C.
Did we both just do that?
You know who else has hepatitis? Or had, I guess I should say.
My mom.
My dad.
High five! My mom has the non-contagious kind. She just carries it.
Oh, right.
She can't ever give blood.
I have the good kind.
There's no good kind. But it doesn't hurt her, and it's not contagious. She just can't give blood.
I just have it. It's cool.
Yeah, she's a carrier.
It's called vampire proof.
She had it before I was born, and I don't have it.
Are you sure?
Positive. HIV positive.
Yay! Yay! Quote, just to see the pictures torn up on the floor, it was really, really, really devastating
really,
to us,
really,
says
really?
The pastor. We believed in that shit. You just came in and smashed it all up, and our God didn't do a damn thing. The rampage went from room to room, a picture gallery, right, all torn and destroyed. The thing is that he cut himself. See? This is the thing. When he jumped through the window, butt naked.
That's gonna leave some
mark. He actually cut the fuck out of himself.
You think?
And had blood all over the trophy case. This
nice.
Is church. We have a trophy case right there. Pretty sweet, huh?
Sir, you want
Those
your
are
trophy?
Our
no.
We have trophies.
No.
Best believer trophy. I believe we have. I have the best. The naked vandal triggered an alarm, and police arrested him outside a short time later. He's now in jail for investigation of burglary. They say he stole Christ, because we haven't seen him. We haven't seen God. I think he stole him, and that's why.
With his HIV.
Right. That's the one thing God can be hurt by.
HIV.
HIV, dude. And he fucking... Oh, man. That sucks.
All right.
That sucks really bad for your God. I feel bad, kind of.
Now God has HIV.
I know. And then more people he makes in his image, you're all going to have AIDS, pervies.
Ugh. Doesn't that suck for those people that have AIDS and they want kids anyway? And then they have HIV.
Actually, that sucks for everybody else, but not them.
There was an episode of something, I can't remember what it was, but they had a kid and they had had AIDS. And they didn't tell him about it because he felt all normal and stuff. And,
of course.
But
I
it was
going
to go full-blown after a while. And he went to, like, he was going to counseling. He was telling the counselor that he wanted to have sex with his girlfriend. They were, like, 12, 13.
Yeah, that's fine. Wait, are you guys married? Well, yeah, that's okay.
And then the counselor had to break his confidentiality thing and tell the parents.
You think?
Yeah, and then the parents had to tell the kid. The kid, like, flipped shit, man. He's like, why didn't you tell me? He's like, you know what? Actually, I was talking to my counselor about this, but I actually fucked her last night, you assholes.
Ooh, yeah. In your faces.
And he's like, how am I supposed to go through the rest of my life going, yeah, I have AIDS. I didn't know. Sorry. I'll go ahead and take you.
Oops.
Yeah, I didn't have a clue the whole time. Face. So, yeah. Oh, that sucks.
But of course, church members say they have already forgiven the man whose brother hung himself from a tree on church property on the first Saturday of June 29 years ago.
All right.
Quote, I don't think it's a coincidence, and I believe that my neighbor said he heard him saying, I love you. I fucking love you. And he heard all that tearing up and commotion. At the outdoor Sunday morning service, the pastor remembered the man in his prayers. I even prayed for you, you know? Thanks. Hey, God, it's me. God. Remember me? The one whose fucking flock has AIDS now?
Right.
Hi.
Hi.
Where were you? Oh, God, we ask that you look upon the young man who did this. Amen. Because, of course, our business is forgiveness. Yes, Lord.
But hey, you can write evil, crazy, nasty, like, letters to people who write books yeah. about real stuff.
P.S. Fuck you!
But hey, forgive asshole. This man that tried to kill everyone.
I'm forgiven. Praise God. Yeah. Fuck you.
I killed myself. Oh, you're forgiven.
Hey, we just started a new business. It's called Forgiveness. You should come by sometime.
But if I write books about real stuff.
Fuck you.
Right.
Church member Billy Williams says, quote, the Bible says things work together for the good, and we don't understand it, but our business is forgiveness and soul saving. We're in the business of collecting your soul. I have your soul. That's awesome. That's such
is
a good
like
quote.
Is that like I got your nose?
No, yes. Kind
no,
of.
Yes.
Yes, it is. I did that.
Because you can't really have someone's nose.
The other
you can't
day,
really have someone's soul.
Jesse came with me to Big Fork, and like the whole morning.
The little dude who looks like he's 12.
Yeah. The whole morning I kept like grabbing his nose and being like, got your nose.
You're
throwing
idiot.
It out the window. And he'd like reach out his window and grab it and put it back. That's how we roll.
How bored were you guys?
This much. That's about it.
Okay.
For that story. And probably this show.
Do we have a voicemail, right?
No, I don't believe we do.
Hey, can we call Braden?
Probably not.
What time is it?
Well, I texted him earlier before we started. I was like, are you someplace where we can call? I guess we can try.
Try to call him. It's only 11 o'clock. He's nocturnal, whatever.
Yeah, but he said he was hanging out with his brother. So
put his fucking brother on the phone. Like, hey, why do you got to rob our co-host? Is he that important to you? Come on.
Please hold. Blah. 406. 471.
Hey, cut it out. You gotta make the noise.
Fucking dent. Invalid.
Nice.
The number you dialed does not
talk about your censored
exist.
While we wait.
Exist. What?
What's my censored?
Oh no, but do that. Maybe I misdialed.
So my censored, it's pretty hot.
What is your censored?
I'm not sure, but I'm supposed to talk about it.
Da-da-da.
Boobs, he says. Boobs.
How are your boobs doing, by the way?
Fantabulous.
Yeah?
No big deal.
One.
Not paid for.
Oh yeah, didn't we see where did we see someone that had totally fake boobs the other day? Remember? Are you fucking kidding me?
We saw someone with fake boobs.
Yeah, didn't we?
Or were we talking about how to spot fake boobs from real boobs?
Right, that's probably what it was.
And I said fake boobs suck.
Right.
And you were like, that's right.
Oh, yeah. Like, how to... the
call
show
has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Oh, let's see what his voicemail sounds like.
Oh, really? Shit.
Oh, wait. Well, no, because he might say his number.
Yeah, probably. Whatever. Fuck I'm you, sure baby. He'll be back Wednesday. His brother was in town again.
This is Wednesday.
Or what? Friday is what I actually said.
Okay.
You know what's cool, though?
What?
I will have to take him home.
Right.
Which is a plus.
Plus for you.
Big old fucking
plus
for
me.
All right. Well, thejamhole.com. Thank you very much.
Is there anything else you wanted to talk about?
No. Was there? You ate
remember.
Disgusting shit. Hold on.
Check your notes.
Let me check my fucking notes. Danny eats disgusting things.
Okay.
It wasn't me tripping out. We actually did read that story.
That was gay.
Thank you very much.
Sorry.
Oh, well, real quick, I guess. Everyone that's in the PGB, the podcast gangbang. First of all, everyone in the PGB that doesn't like the name or the picture can suck on my nuts as well as Josh's nuts. That's just a fucking rough draft. But yes, you all should have your logins, and you can go to the site now and just pretty much do whatever, because you're... Check this out. In the thing we're using, you can make accounts.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, administrator is the most awesome account. That's one that can do pretty much whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I made everybody that one.
Oh, wow.
So anyone can do anything with the whole fucking thing, you know?
Uh-huh.
Just to see if anyone would, you know, do anything with it. So I didn't have to do it. But yeah, so I hope you enjoy that. You are retarded talking on the phone. I think we talked about that. Food in the house. I'm not pleased about that.
No, it's
check.
So nice.
Remaking movies. Check.
Yep.
Braden saying he's sick of the same old thing. Check. And that is about it.
Did you tell your PGB guys to...
suck on my nuts as well as Josh's nuts? Check. I believe I did
no.
do that.
Did you tell them that if they want to change the logo...
Oh, that they should make one?
That they should
and
make
I'll change
one
it to that?
Submit
or,
it.
Hey,
if they find
better
it offensive,
yet, check this out. Make one, and then you change it to that. Because
you're an administrator. Oh!
Yay, fantastic. Dang. So, yeah, we'll be back Friday, probably sometime... 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 406-204-4687. Leave us a message, please. Goodbye.
Bye.
This clip is brought to you by the Big Mouths Podcast. Go to www.bigmouthspodcast.com to find out more. I know, Matt, you hate it when I do this, but it's okay. Roll the clips!
You. Right, so this one is called, speaking of internet shows, Woman Raped Alive on Internet. Suspect
Wait,
in
isn't
custody.
That a movie?
Raped Alive on Internet.
What was that movie?
I watched it because you told me to watch it.
About that
they,
dude that
we talked about
that
it on the show.
People on the internet.
Yeah, we talked about it on
fuck!
The show too. What's it called?
I don't know.
Oh, it's
fuck!
No. Fuck! What's
I
it
don't
called?
Know.
We talked
I,
about it on
I
the
know,
show,
and I saw it a couple
a
times.
A long time ago. Kill something.
Fuck.
Kill.
My
something.
Head already hurts trying to
oh,
figure it out.
Oh my Christ. Phoenix police arrested a man in Phoenix on Monday on suspicion of raping an unconscious woman live on a popular video hosting website. Probably live video.
Or Ustream.
And it was probably all fucking laggy and glitchy and
right.
stupid.
If it worked at all.
Excuse my face. According to a court document on February 26th.
Excuse her face.
That was her
right?
face.
My face.
February 26th, 09 at about 5 a.m., 20-year-old Jonathan Hach.
Hach.
Set up the webcam built into his laptop and broadcast live as he sexually assaulted a woman whom he knew for less than a month as she lay in bed unconscious. The
wow.
victim had reportedly been asleep for up to 6 hours before the
is that
assault
a hit and run?
Occurred. Kinda. Kinda is. That sucks, though. Like, he should have known that with the flash media encoder and, like, a Logitech,
well, yeah.
he would get much better frame rates.
Right.
And then his built-in...
You need the 2.0 Carl Zeiss cameras.
At least.
You do.
One, three, when you're raping.
Just don't cut it.
It's a lot of movement and shit, man.
Yeah.
That it'd be all
you
pixely.
Want that rape in high quality.
I know, at least. I want to be able
to
click
you're gonna do it,
HD on YouTube.
Go all the way.
Yeah, go
yes,
all the way.
Yes, John.
I don't know how much moving there's going to be in raping
well,
an unconscious
him.
Chick. Well,
it
yeah,
probably
it's
only
just...
lasted like 30 seconds.
Yeah, but she's unconscious, and that's fucking hot, so you're going to be like, boom!
Yeah,
fucking.
He's into it.
15 seconds at most, right?
Yeah,
probably.
A minute tops. Like
if he doesn't come beforehand,
right?
I mean, that's pretty fucking hot.
Yeah, you know.
While being interviewed by Phoenix Police, the woman said she became aware of the assault after friends text messaged her about the video. Hey, two new messages. WTF?
I have it archived on my video.
What
no big
is
deal.
Is that? According to court document, the woman then found pictures on the website of Hawk lying next to her as she was asleep and naked from the waist down.
How do you not wake up when you're being sexually assaulted?
You are knocked the fuck out.
Drugs, maybe?
He must have drugged her because...
Or very drunk.
Dude, I wake up when he rolls over with a boner and it touches me.
Like
how
this.
Often is that?
Every night.
Every night.
No, every Jesus. Morning about when and we wake I up a little bit, up. He gets up and it's not even hard and he'll just kind of put it on me like, penis. It's touching you.
Does that bother you?
Penis. No, it's fine. I'm not totally awake, so I'm just like, whatever.
Yeah.
No, I do not wake up and get on that. I'm sorry.
Wow.
Jesus Christ.
He had nothing to do with this.
Whoa, pop up. Whoa. Okay. So, that sucks for her. Phoenix police issue a search warrant for the website's content to try to obtain the live video of the assault.
Live video.
But it was all shitty and laggy, right. And the cops couldn't use it for anything.
Nope.
They couldn't even tell what was going on.
In the
I
video,
guess.
Hawk. Reportedly made comments about him being able to commit the assault without her knowledge while he performed various sexual acts. So he was like, I bet you I can do all this crazy funky shit and she won't wake up.
And they're like, dude, well, I'm on that.
Who wants
like,
that bet?
Bucks,
how many?
Dude.
How much drugs did you give her? Because
virtually,
enough drugs, of course not.
Well, you don't know that. I didn't tell them that part.
Well, yeah, but you should just, you know... think about it.
After viewing the 5-minute video, Phoenix police arrested Hawk and booked him on charges of sexual assault and surreptitious videotaping. What?
What?
Police say
what does that
Hawk
mean?
Surreptitious? Is it like repetitious?
Maybe.
For videotaping without knowledge of. Noun.
So, multiple times?
Surreptitious. Police say Hawk is allegedly very popular on the site for his sexual behavior. Have you ever heard of this guy? One of the guys in there maybe jerking it off?
They don't talk about anything besides their penis.
Does that guy look familiar? That's
I
him.
Don't look at their
that's,
face.
That's right. Jonathan
the camera's
Hawk.
Probably not even on their face.
If I saw his penis, I might be able to tell
right.
you
right.
who he
understandable.
Is.
Understandable.
Maybe.
Right. Police say, that sucks totally for you guys. There may have been similar acts of this type involving the suspect. Apparently this chick is a huge fucking slut. And that is it for that story.
Don't worry, folks. If you didn't hear that story, tune into episode 202, and you'll hear it again. Even though Brayden and Danny both say that they didn't do it already.
All right, this one is called Woman Raped Live on Internet.
Really? All right.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Can we watch?
Can you imagine?
Huh.
Is it, like, recorded, and is it, like, still
yes.
there?
Yes. I don't know if it's still there. Phoenix police arrested a man in Phoenix on Monday on suspicion of raping an unconscious woman live on popular video casting website. Doesn't say what, of course. According to a court document on February 26, 2009, at about 5 a.m., 20-year-old Jonathan Hawk set up a webcam built into his laptop and broadcast live as he sexually assaulted a woman whom he knew for less than a month as she lay in bed unconscious. The victim had reportedly been asleep for up to 6 hours before the assault occurred. So did he, like, drug her?
I would say so.
You would have
so.
To be drugged.
Or drunk?
Or something. Have, like, some sort of elaborate jigsaw trap, like in
yeah.
Saw 1 through fucking Because
even when
20,
he rolls
25.
Over and I feel his penis on my back, I wake up. I'm like, right.
Hold
what?
On. Do we have this conversation before or am I seriously tripping
what?
Out right now?
I don't know.
Because, like, I could have sworn we totally did that whole from the time you said this one is called up until I started freaking out. Are you guys fucking with me?
Not at all.
Were you guys like, dude, let's totally do this story again and we'll say the same exact thing.
You're having, like, some deja vu.
Did we not ever
deja vu.
Do
We've
this
never
story?
Done no. This is brand new.
Are you kidding
We've
me?
Talked about rape before.
There has been a couple stories like this.
But this exact, really?
Never done no. this exact one.
Yeah,
I'm
lay off the salvia, burger.
Yeah, lay off the salvia, dude.
But yeah, dude, you can't just, like, rape someone if they're sleeping, not drugged or anything like
still
that.
Drugging? No, every time I go to say something, I'm like, I could have sworn I already fucking said this, like, two episodes ago.
What?
Are you kidding?
No.
No. Are you way, serious?
Dude. You're tripping. I think someone in the chat would have said so by now.
Right. Maybe there's just lag. And maybe no. that's what you said
that's
last time.
That's why I said
time.
Lay off the salvia.
While Continue.
While being interviewed by Phoenix police, a woman said she became aware of the assault after a friend's text messaged her about the video.
Right.
According to a court document, the woman who found pictures on the website of Hawk lying next to her as she was asleep and naked from the waist down.
The only parts you would need.
Right, to have sex with
To
her.
Have naked. Right.
I mean, but... Why didn't she wake up? That's just, like, the dumbest thing
because
in the world
she was totally fucking drugged.
Right. Obviously.
It doesn't say that in there. That's the thing.
But it's gotta be.
She had to have been.
What
or
else?
It was totally set up.
Right. Or he, like, tied her up and shit.
That's really
like,
weird.
Like, she's getting raped and she's like, you know what, I'm just gonna lay here and pretend I'm totally asleep and I'm gonna sue his ass.
No,
later.
He just
No, because the kind of
her.
Guy... See, yeah, Berger says it's a fake shit or something. But yeah, the kind of guy that would do that isn't going to be, isn't, I don't know. I can't
know.
See that.
Phoenix police issued a search warrant for the website's content to try and obtain the live video of the assault. In the video, Hawk reportedly made comments about him being able to commit the assault without her knowledge while he performed various sexual acts.
Like, he just didn't, like,
No, he was like, so I
he told his website, guys, there's going to be some
like,
sweet
not rape. Only not only did he do all that sex acts in the video, but he even said it.
Right.
He's like...
To his internet blog
right.
post did it.
Well,
but didn't
the video,
tell her.
Too, I think.
And didn't obtain her permission. Right. The one person he should have told about, I'm going to fuck you, he didn't. That sucks for him.
Yeah. After viewing the 5-minute video, Phoenix police arrested Hawk and booked him on charges of sexual assault and,
what?
Surreptitious videotaping. I've
okay.
Never heard
videotaping
that.
Without one's knowledge.
Right.
Is that what that means?
Police say Hawk is allegedly, very popular
what
on the site.
What is his name?
Something. Jonathan.
What was his last name?
Hawk.
Cock?
Hawk.
Hawk. Like the Hawk.
Like H O C H?
K. CK.
Okay.
Wow, guys.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam, The Jam, The Jam Hole.com.